As you know, the president of Iran was in town this
yes.
week, and they were at the UN, and George W. Bush also gave a speech at the UN General Assembly. And the White House inadvertently sent out a copy of George Bush's speech, which had the phonetic, after the word, they would put the phonetic spelling so that you know how to say it.
Yeah,
so,
pronunciation guide. Sure, I understand
French
that.
President Nicolas Sarkozy is SAR-KOZEE. That's not how it's spelled, but that's how you say it.
Right.
And that's very useful.
They're a little embarrassed by that. I guess people are making fun of the fact that George Bush does not have a huge command of the English language.
Well, there certainly are some names he should know by now.
Well, you would think, right? Yeah. I mean, some of these I wouldn't think he would know, but, you know.
Hey. I'm not much of a public speaker, and I give credit to the president and anyone who has to do that as much as they do. I want those if I'm the dude up there on the podium and they're going to throw, you know, 5 or 10 foreign names and cities and capitals and people
sure.
in a speech. I want those pronunciations. I got no problem with that. I mean, better safe than sorry, right, as far as I'm concerned?
Well, especially with the current administration, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I think the White House maybe was a tad embarrassed that that copy of the speech is what ended up getting released. So we thought we'd find out what's going on. The commander-in-chief himself on the line right now from Washington, Mr. George W. Bush. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Captain Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Wow, starting early today.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what? You know, I haven't asked you in a long time. What are you drinking there?
Something that's not beer.
Okay.
couldn't think of anything to lie about, Mr.
Couldn't
President?
Think of Coke or Pepsi
yeah.
or tea? Or...
That's it. It's Coke and Pepsi and tea.
Okay.
It's called Coke-Pepsi.
I see. Now, Mr. President, Kevin made reference to the fact that you were in New York giving another big speech this week in front of the UN Security Council, I guess. And what's that like for you? Is there a lot of pressure on you when you get up in front of a big group? Or do you do it so often now that it doesn't even bother you anymore?
No, I have no problem speaking in front of a large group. Right. It comes easily for me.
Yeah.
I have a gift.
Yes, you do.
Right.
That's why this story about this phone tick pronunciation guy.
Phonetic pronunciation.
Is ridiculous. Never used it.
You've never used it.
It's a false story.
Oh, that's funny because the White House is not claiming that. They're just saying that this is normal.
No, it's a lie.
It's a lie. Okay.
I do everything almost off the top of my head.
Head.
Yeah.
So these examples that were from the speech, you don't need the pronunciation. Like, for instance, if I were to ask you, what's the capital of Zimbabwe? You would know it's Harare. You wouldn't have to see it pronounced out for you. Just know that.
I would know that it's Harare, yes.
Okay.
Harare.
Harare.
What about the president of Iran? I have trouble with his name.
Oh, I'm a jam a dinner dine.
I don't think, I'm not sure, but I don't think that's right.
I'm a dinner jam a jam.
No? Try again.
Jama dinner dine dine.
I think it's Ahmadinejad, but I'm not sure.
I'm a dinner jad.
Close enough.
I'm in pajamas dinner dine. Jama dime damn.
No.
It has to be one of the most difficult things about your job, having to deal with so many foreign countries, foreign cities, foreign leaders, I would imagine.
It is difficult. And some people in the press like to think that I come up with the occasional faux pas. When I speak.
I think it's faux pas.
Yeah, right. There's an X right in it.
Right.
F-A-U-X. Fox.
But I think
I'm
it's
not an idiot. Fox
right.
Pass.
Okay.
Okay.
Fox
All
Pass.
Right, go ahead.
All right.
I even made a mistake when I talked to the QN Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth?
11.
Two.
Two.
I thought, damn, I had it right the first time. Yeah, last time she was here, I made a mistake. But I do not need a phonetic pronunciation.
Phonetic pronunciation.
Doubt that.
God.
Yeah. Especially when talking about our President Sarkozy. I know him well. He is the president of France.
The new president of France.
Frankie.
You know the country of France. You've heard of France. You've been to France.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And I have a lot of respect for the French people.
French.
French.
Just French.
French.
Just French.
It sounds like you're trying to make that harder than it needs to be, Mr. President.
No, I just have it written down here for me.
Yeah.
And the other leader, Robert Mugabe.
That's the leader of Zimbabwe, right?
Mugabe.
Mugabe.
And he is, of course, the leader of Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Zimzam.
You know, I know you've never used phonetic pronunciations, but you might want to consider it.
I don't need it. Oh. I have a gift.
Okay.
Okay.
Anytime
right,
well. I read the telepromenator.
Teleprompter.
Teleprompter.
It just confuses me from the podium.
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 I got a lot of problems.
You do. The new movie is Into the Wild, and we're going to talk to the star of that, Emil Hirsch, just after the top of the hour here on K-Rock.
How are we doing that, dude? I heard he dies at the end. How are we able to talk to him? What's that all about?
Actor.
It's a movie.
Actor.
They don't really kill the actors when they die in films.
Right.
Be cool if they did, though. I'll tell you that.
Yep, sure would.
A lot fewer movies.
So. 752.
A lot more roles for actors.
That's what I'm thinking.
Constantly turning over stars all the time. Sure. It'd be awesome.
You would really have to pick a great movie if you have to die in it. I mean, you'd have to just go, all right, is this the one that's going to end it all for me?
I really believe in this story. I think it's a story that needs to be told. And you'd be telling the truth because you'd have to die.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like it.
All right. It's a Friday morning, 7:53. We're obviously here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on for this hour?
A lot of people talking about co-stars of Heroes, Hayden Panettiere and Milo Ventimiglia, speculating that they're more than just co-stars. That, in fact, they are mingling their superpowers, if you know what I'm saying.
Boobs.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah.
No, sir.
Yep.
Felt so bad for little Claire going to that new school.
Yeah.
Premier Heroes really hurt
to
me.
To be.
All those mean cheerleaders.
That's right. Turns out that's not the case, at least if you believe James Lee.
Hi!
Who plays Ando.
Hi!
The little friend of Hero.
Hi!
On the show.
Stop it.
He tells People Magazine the rumor's not true. Let's just end it there. I think we were just surprised because they're 12 years apart for people to even conceive that.
What?
Have you looked at her? James Lee / Hando? By the way, Ando, you couldn't even keep Sulu alive. What the F do you know? So shut up.
Now that she's 18, she's going to be linked in the press with every person she comes across.
Yes. I would like to come across her.
Oh, yeah!
And hopefully I'd be linked with her.
He can't understand why.
At the hip. Our hips would be linked.
I think we got
in coital positions.
I think we got it.
We understand. He can't understand why a 30-year-old would want to date an 18-year-old, or is he saying that he doesn't think that she would want to date the older man?
I think he's just confused.
I think he's saying that until recently she wasn't 18.
Right.
And so if they've been having a thing
is now,
before,
move on.
That would have been inappropriate.
Is now.
Is now. That's all we're saying.
Let's see what Mike had to say to Hayden Panettiere.
Sexier Latin heartthrob, me or Wilmer Valderrama? Be honest and objective.
I think you're both very sexy. Yes,
you got that right, sister.
That's bullshit.
Good thing we sent him.
He's an embarrassment on every level.
Oh, he certainly is.
She wants it.
Tell me what you like about me.
What's it?
Am I sexier or the guy who has a career? Who's sexier?
Oh, ooh. He has a career. Big deal. Hayden Panettiere.
Good one.
Wants
nice comeback.
It. So, she needs it.
So big deal is
she
what you're.
She felt my Latin heat from a distance.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough from you.
Imagine the look of dismay and surprise on her face if she actually had slept with you.
Oh.
She would have been so disappointed.
By the wiener?
By everything.
By everything about you.
Everything about you.
No, only the wiener's disappointed.
The rapidity of your achievement in that area. How quickly it would all be over.
But she sure enjoyed the conversation.
How quickly you toss her aside to watch some History Channel special after it was all over and ignore her needs and wants. Every level she'd be disappointed is what I'm saying.
Well, there's that, but I'm hot and buff. That's all that matters,
yeah,
dude. I deliver on that level.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson's getting serious with her new boyfriend, which is just sad when you consider that it's Rick Solomon.
I do not understand that.
Oh, are you
that.
Kidding me?
Is that Paris Hilton's dude?
Yes.
Remember the dude that filmed him in Paris having sex? Yeah.
Wow.
According to In Touch magazine, they are hot and heavy.
I don't really know him, but he just seems like a dick to me.
Rick Solomon has gone out of his way to develop a relationship with her sons and try to ingratiate his way into her life, so now she's stuck with him for a while.
Boobs.
But Pam goes through guys like every month or two, right? I mean,
sure.
She's always linked. She was linked to that magician pretty seriously for a while.
Hans Glock?
Yeah.
Hans Glock? The name like Hans Glock? It's got to be sexy. Yeah. Speaking of magicians, where things go horribly go wrong, you know Roy Horn, who was mauled by his tiger Montecor?
Right. Yep.
Certainly.
He went to a famous clinic in Germany called the Leonardus Clinic. To receive some experimental therapy there to try to,
cure as much as they could his condition. Yeah, get better.
What is his condition? You know?
Effed up.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a terminal case of effed up-itis.
That's the technical term?
That's the technical term. Right. Well, apparently, Farrah Fawcett now has gone to Germany for at the same clinic to try to receive some experimental cancer treatments because she has got cancer again. She's having experimental stem cell therapy that can't be done legally here in the U.S., of course. Mm-hmm. So,
She got that from a tiger?
Yes. Yes, she got cancer from a tiger. They only do tiger-related illnesses there. When you think about how well Roy turned out, I can see why she would rush over to Germany to let these people take a whack at her. Because he's in a wheelchair there and talks like this.
Yeah. Oh. He is hosting a Rockin' New Year's Eve this year on Fox.
Oh, I'm a dick.
Him and Dick are going on the road.
It's going to be great.
Now I have an improv group called Slurry Nuts.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
Dear Kevin and Bean, it is not funny when you make fun of people who've had strokes. I had an uncle. It's all right, okay, all right. But wait a minute.
We're sorry in advance. If you parade your uncle on TV like that, then...
By the way, please do. If you've had an uncle who had a stroke, game. Please put him on television.
If you're not, we're not making fun of him.
Right. He's the one we like with the stroke.
He's the good strokey.
Forbes magazine is out with their list of the highest paid TV celebrities. This is going to make you feel inadequate.
TV celebrities.
TV celebrities, Lisa May. These are just TV celebrities.
Okay.
Once again, the name, highest paid TV celebrities.
Right.
Okay.
Top 20. Some surprising names on the list. I'll go through the top 10, but I was surprised to see Rachel Ray, for example.
Oh,
really?
As 13th on the list.
Man, oh, man.
She makes $16 million a year.
Man.
Oh, Omar's going to kill himself right
now.
Yeah,
that's her deal.
Wow.
I was also surprised to see Tyra Banks on the list. Ooh. Not in the top 10, but she does make $18 million a year, good enough to make number 12 on the list.
She, you know, has a big piece of the America's Next Top Model, plus her very, very popular syndicated show. So she's got a lot of income.
I have one thing to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss my fat ass.
But how much does she spend on forehead wax? That's got to be a big dent in her budget, doesn't it?
All of it.
And food, by the way, too. Let's not forget.
Eventually, she's going to have to eat her own forehead. That's the only way she'll survive. And I hate to do that. It's kind of hard. You have to reach around.
It's long enough she could get it.
Yeah. All right, here's your top 10 highest paid TV celebrities. Okay?
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland. Number 10. Number 10. $22 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. $11 million of that goes to Scotch.
Booze.
Yeah. George Lopez, number 9 on the list. How do you like that?
Did you say?
Are you kidding?
Did you say? I wasn't paying attention. George Lopez?
Jorge Lopez. $26 million a year, George makes.
No.
I wonder if he owns his own show.
I wonder too.
Yeah.
Is his show even still on?
Yeah.
I think so.
He just did a big syndication deal with TV Land, I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he sold, I mean, it was like a monster amount with the syndication. You know, you make a bunch.
Wow.
This year he's had a pretty good year.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Number 9. Number 8 on the list, Judge Judy Scheindlin.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Judge Judy makes $30 million a year.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Telling people not to pee on her leg and tell her it's raining.
That's baloney.
Hitting a gavel.
It doesn't make sense.
Dr. Phil McGraw, 7th on the list, makes a little over $30 million a year.
Unbelievable.
Jay Leno, number 6 on the list, makes $32 million per year.
Hannah's going to walk away from it next year, right?
Yeah.
The year after.
Certainly afford to.
Donald Trump, his TV fees alone, $32 million a year he makes.
My God.
For The Apprentice.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fifth on the list. David Letterman is 4th on the list, making $40 million a year.
Dude.
Good for him.
Simon Cowell is 3rd on the list, making $45 million per year.
God. Sure.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Still?
Who's not even on television anymore.
Syndication.
Thanks to his syndication deal. $60 million a year.
$60 million.
For not working. This is the guy on the list who does not work on television.
Wow.
And he makes $60 million a year.
He guest stars on the season opener of 30 Rock next
for
Thursday
what,
night.
$60 million? Is that his check?
Well, I don't know. But no. I'm just saying. So it'll be $60 million and $335 next year, I guess.
Yeah. So that's Seinfeld number 2. And number 1, of course, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey, how much money do you think she makes per year?
$100 million.
I laugh at your $100 million.
No.
Jerry Seinfeld was second with 60.
I blow my nose at your $100 million.
400.
400? No, you're just nuts now.
Nuts.
$260 million.
She makes $200 million more than second place?
Yep.
Per annum. I'm so fat.
Per annum right there, baby.
Wow.
That's her year. Hi, how are you?
Jackpot.
Does my butt look big?
Yes.
Yes. All that money that is, can't buy you a smaller butt, Oprah.
Oprah Nopra.
Oprah Nopra.
That's crazy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jeffrey Jones. He was President Rooney, not President, Principal Rooney, of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. One of my favorite. I remember that. I should say you do. I owe you apologies. Yeah. I should say you do. Rooney, you're an ass. He is 61 years old today. Janine Garofalo turns 43. Naomi Watts, very talented Australian actress, is 39. And Hilary Duff celebrates her 20th birthday today. She, of course, of the Duff Brewery empire.
I don't think so.
The no, Simpsons think, drink her beer over there.
I don't think
that's
it.
No, no, she's a long singer, line actress.
Of not her. The Duff Brewers has a lot of money in her family.
She's, not
she
her.
Sings
she inherited
and
the
acts.
Duff fortune.
Nope.
Once her grandpa, Jebediah Duff, passed
that's
away.
It's not a different family, Ralph.
He's not of the brewery Duff?
No.
No.
Oh. She related to Karen Duffy, Duff Duffy from MTV?
No.
Just related to Haley.
McKagan.
That's the only other one I know.
Duff McKagan.
Duff McKagan? Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as beat.
Speaking of the music, let me tell you a funny story about a guy named Sean Penn. You know, as an Academy Award winning actor. He's also a hell of a director. He's got this new film out called Into the Wild in theaters today. And he's looking for music for the new movie. Sent it over to his pal Ed Vedder and said, Eddie, can you do something with this? Eddie Vedder watched a rough cut of the movie and said, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. I'd love to. Contributed 9 songs. There's a brand new soundtrack out now. Eddie Vedder's Into the Wild is in stores now. The movie is in theaters today. And we're very excited to welcome to the program the star of the film, Emile Hirsch, on the line on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Emile.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
Very good.
Thanks for joining us. We've been talking up this movie a lot because a bunch of us have already seen it. A very, very special project. People walk away from this and they think about this one for quite a while after they leave the theater, don't they?
I mean, I think they do. I mean, you know, that was the way I responded to the material, you know, the book and the script. And there's just something about the idea of the wanderlust, you know, the adventure. You know, it just gets people excited about, you know, living their lives to the fullest and getting out there and seeing things.
John Krakauer is the best-selling writer, and he wrote Into the Wild. That's the name of the book. And how long has that been around? For?
I think it was published in 93 or 94.
93, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a huge runaway success. And Sean Penn, I guess, was trying to get the rights to it for a long time, right?
Yeah, he was going after the rights right when the book first came out, and as were a lot of really big directors, as the McCandless family later told me. But the wounds were too fresh of you know, Chris's absence. So they waited, you know, 10 years. And then Walt and Billy called up Sean, and they said, we're ready to make this movie.
Now, when you say the wounds were too fresh, tell people the basic storyline that don't know it.
Well, it's basically a story about Chris McCandless, who graduates Emory University, and he goes on this kind of cross-country journey, you know, without contacting his parents, living like, you know, like a homeless person, like a vagabond, like a hippie, like whatever he feels like in the moment, you know. It's like total liberation lifestyle.
It's not just that he doesn't have money. He had a huge savings account that he gave to charity before he left.
Yeah, it's all intended. You know, he gave $24,000 to charity and donated his whole life savings before he went on this journey. So it's a very kind of philosophical stripping away of all the material possessions that he had and kind of starting over and inventing a new name for himself.
Why was it so important for your director, Sean Penn, and by the way, I can't wait to find out what it's like to work for a guy like that, but why was it so important for him to go to the real locations around the globe where the actual hiking took place?
I think that he just wanted to see the most authentic version of the movie that he could in his power to make. And I really applaud him for it. You know, there were some of those places we get which are very hard to get the rights to shoot in. You know, they're just such weird, remote areas. And it was important for him, too, I think, because Chris McCandless was such a hardcore guy about everything being real and real experience and, you know, truth and all that kind of stuff, that Sean was like, well, I should make the most truthful movie of this that I can, you know, to really honor his memory.
I got to tell you, it's not just truthful. I saw it a couple days ago, and the thing about this movie is, going into it, I was aware of the story, and I was a little worried that it was going to be like, too much of a bummer, or they were going to, you know, make him too much of a hero and all that. You know what I mean? I was a little bit worried about it. But I'm telling you, you sit down and you're lost in the movie from second one. And it's really, really, like, emotionally impactful. It's one of these weird movies that you don't realize you're sitting in a movie theater.
Yeah, you really lose yourself.
So sucked into the whole thing, and it's done so amazingly well. I can't imagine it could be made any better.
And, you know, ultimately, I don't think it's a sad movie. It's a really joyful movie.
Which surprises you. But
even though you're really sad.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of inspiration in it, you know. It's about someone who... you know, really tried to live life to the fullest, but he wasn't a perfect person either.
And his one overriding thing that he wanted to do was get up to Alaska. Here is one of the clips from the movie when he's talking about it.
Alaska, Alaska. I'm going to be all the way out there, all the way. You know, no watch, no map, no axe, no nothing. Just be out there in it. You know, big mountains, rivers, sky, game. Just be out there in it, you know, in the wild.
And he sets his money. He had a little bit of money left. He sets it on fire as he's walking into
that's
the
commitment.
Yeah, I was just thinking to myself, dude, you
the
might
road
want,
would be proud.
You might want some Taco Bell or something down the road, man. Just stash it away. How heavy can it be to carry?
Like someone could.
As difficult as it could.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So, no internet, no TiVo? I didn't know it was a horror movie. My God. This is Emil Hirsch on the line, by the way. We're talking about Into the Wild, new film in theaters today with a tremendous cast, by the way. Vince Vaughn is in it. Marcia Gay Harden is in it. William Hurt, Catherine Keener, all such great, great actors. I mentioned Sean Penn a few minutes ago, Emil. Tell me what his directing style is like. How was he for you as an actor?
He's great. You know, he really pushes you to give your best. And to try your hardest. And that to me is, I think, a real pleasure to work with, because so many directors, you know, you end up not giving everything you have. He demands that you give everything you have. And, you know, I needed that, because in some of the situations we were in, you know, not completely going for it could, you know, be the difference between, you know, being alive and dead. In certain instances in nature.
Tell me about kayaking down those rapids.
Yeah.
That I've done whitewater rafting before, but with like a inflatable boat with four people in it, and just you're
someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and you're afraid for your life. That's so scary and such a rush of adrenaline. But you did it by yourself in a kayak.
Yeah, and this kayak, they were like, it's not really meant for this rapid. It's like an old, like used kayak.
Were you scared?
I was a little nervous, but Sean did it first. He goes,
well, now he's just showing off.
He goes, if I do it first, will you do it? And I was like, okay. And he went, and he made it about halfway down the rapid before he ate it.
Dude. And then you said, that's all I have to do then, right?
And then I go, oh, man, screw you, old man. You know, so I get in the kayak. And I kind of psych myself up in the little, you know, the little, like, flat water. And then I go into it. And at the very last minute, I start paddling for the shore, like, ah, no, I'm bailing. But then I feel the current.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it's so strong, I go, oh, man, there's no bailing.
There is
so
that
I
point.
Just turn right into it and just go, woo!
There is that point when you get into it where you almost can just let go and say, don't know what's going to happen. Could end up dead. Just
may
gonna,
as well enjoy
gotta
it.
Gotta go with it. Don't have
yeah,
any other choice.
It was that moment. It was literally like the moment where, you know, you're just like, I don't care. Let's do it.
Right.
That's hey, awesome. We're almost out of time here, Emil, but I have to ask, were you at all an outdoorsy guy, or was a lot of this stuff that you were doing out in the wilderness pretty foreign to you?
A lot of it was really foreign to me. You know, I'd spent a couple years in Santa Fe, New Mexico, so I'd been on a lot of hikes and stuff like that. And I'd been to a really cool mountain biking camp in Durango, Colorado. And we were, you know, biking across the trails all day. So I had a fair amount of outdoors experience. I don't know if I would classify that as survival outdoors experience, but right. It was outdoors.
Probably gotcha. Not.
Well, I know that Kevin and Lisa have been raving about the film since they saw it this week, and now the rest of us get a chance. Into the Wild is playing at a bunch of theaters in Southern California, including the Hollywood Arclight, the Irvine Edwards University in Pasadena at the Paseo 14, West LA at the Landmark, Lemley Town Center in Encino. You should definitely check it out.
It is one of the best movies I've seen this year. It's really, really impactful and amazing. And like we said, if you're an Eddie Vedder fan, 9 original songs.
Yeah, no, Vedder, the music Vedder does is so unbelievable. I love it.
It's really, really adds to the movie. So check that out, Into the Wild, Emil Hirsch. Thanks a lot for coming on our show.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 28 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Don't bogart that joint.
Not quite another hour. What's going on?
No, it's got to be over.
We just had Emil Hirsch on. He apparently recommends and likes Into the Wild. Let's see what Ralph has to say about that and the other films in theaters this weekend with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies, no matter where he turns, there's just no escaping his destiny. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Into the Wild, of course, in theaters now. It opened up last weekend, so we won't be covering that in the Movie Beat, but...
Great.
I'm sure it's excellent. He sounds like a fine, upstanding young man, and you should support he and his projects enormously.
Great.
Let's talk about some of the other films opening up this weekend, shall we? Including The Game Plan, starring The Rock.
Great. Oh, wait.
He plays quarterback Joe Kingman, who's the toughest player to ever take the field.
And then
however,
what happens, Ralph?
Lisa, you don't know, because he is known for being able to take any hit.
Sure.
No matter how ferocious.
Mean and nasty.
Until showing up on his front door is his 8-year-old daughter that he never knew existed.
Oh, no.
That's one hit that sure knocks Joe Kingman for a loop. And it wasn't delivered by no linebacker, but by the heart of a little 8-year-old girl.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Isn't this the same as that Vin Diesel movie where he has to play a nanny or something? Yeah, the same movie, exactly.
Yeah. And as the championship game approaches, Joe learns what's really important in life. It's not touchdowns, people. It's winning the heart of a little 8-year-old girl.
It's a message movie.
Oh, an important lesson is learned by all.
Does he miss the Super Bowl because she's in a play?
I sure hope so.
Those kind of things.
No, she's got a recital, so I have to get out of this fourth quarter 2-minute drill quickly. I have to hurry, coach. I quit.
Look, I think you guys will all agree with me. I think we're all on the same page here that The Rock, very talented, very charismatic guy who could have a great career at this point in the films. We've seen him do good work.
Yeah. But just no cut it out.
No one picks worse movies than The Rock.
Just cut it out. Seriously, with your gridiron gang and your game plan.
Game plan.
Guess who's going?
Who's going?
Oh, you are not.
What?
You are not going.
Why
to
are you always constantly bad on every level?
Well, this one's not my choice. This
oh,
one is,
you would go.
No, it looks horrible.
No,
who wants
go.
To see
who
this?
My kids want to see it. It's a kid's movie.
Wait till she puts his bulldog in a tutu, Kevin. You're going to wet your pants.
Really, you'd do anything for your kids, and this is one of those that's a tough one.
Except say no. That's the one thing apparently you won't do
apparently
for your kids.
You will not teach them what a good movie is and what a bad movie is.
Take a nap.
It's the one lesson you are unwilling to impart to them.
Like I can impart that to anyone.
Here's a scene where The Rock finds out not only does he have an 8-year-old daughter he never knew existed, but now he's the owner of a station wagon?
Wait a minute. Before I play the clip, really?
He owns a station wagon now?
You got a station wagon stolen?
No, you did. Say bye-bye to being the big bad dad of Boston.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, effective music, too.
It's got everything.
This is going to be great, Kevin. You're so lucky.
Wow. Wow. Don't look at me like that.
I want to hurt everyone involved in this film.
Wow.
Here's the thing. We were talking yesterday, it's like no one sets out to make a bad movie. But some people work a little harder to make good movies than others. Some people say, what? He's a guy who's a tough guy, but his heart gets melted by his 8-year-old daughter he never knew he had, and they learn an important lesson? All right, make it. Someone had to say, this has been done a million times. It's a hackneyed old plot. Stop. Didn't they?
Kevin, what's wrong with girls, I'll see you right here in 90 minutes? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Here's $20 for popcorn. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, listen,
I may or may not drive back by and pick you up later.
Listen, no one's happy.
Anyway, that's in theaters everywhere. Opening on Wednesday, I'm talking about today because we might not have a chance to talk about it on Wednesday, is the film I'm most looking forward to in the next coming week.
This PAX Wednesday or this next Wednesday?
Wednesday?
This past Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday.
Oh, this coming. Okay.
Not this
All right.
recent
so not out
Wednesday,
yet.
But
okay.
the one in the future.
Oh, God.
Wednesday immediately in front of us. That's the one.
I just couldn't figure out why we wouldn't be able to talk about it on Wednesday.
Well, because we don't usually do a special movie beat. I wouldn't really get a chance to sort of recap it. Well, I think it deserves. I'm giving people a heads up that later this week they can check the Darjeeling Limited out.
Yes.
That does look good.
The new Wes Anderson film. And Wes Anderson, if you've seen Rushmore or any of his great, great films, you know this guy who brings you something different every time. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be something you haven't already seen before, unlike The Game Plan. It's
Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah. It's about three brothers who have not spoken to each other in a year, and they decide to try to bond and reestablish their relationship by taking a train voyage across India together. Things go horribly wrong, as they do in every Wes Anderson comedy, and eventually, and I'm reading this directly from the notes because I think it's spectacular, they find themselves stranded alone in the middle of the desert with 11 suitcases, a printer, and a laminating machine. That's all you need to know about this film. Jason Schwartzman, Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody play the three brothers.
We have Jason Schwartzman on Monday.
Bill Murray.
Mm. Oh, no kidding.
Stars as well in the film, as does Natalie Portman. So you got quite the cast, don't you?
Awesome.
Here's a little scene from that film where Jason Schwartzman's calling his ex-girlfriend's answering machine to check messages while his two brothers look on dumbfounded.
Who's he talking to? No one. He's got the code to his ex-girlfriend's answering machine, and he's checking her messages.
What? When did he confide that to you?
Just now.
Why am I not a part of this?
I don't feel good about myself.
I love these movies.
His movies are so dry.
They are. So out there.
They're great.
Love them. Also opening today, Feast of Love.
Yeah.
It stars
great cast.
Morgan Freeman as a professor who is witnessing at this small little coffee shop in his hometown all these romances that are blossoming are going bad, and he's just fascinated by the whole concept of love, watching all these little mini-dramas play out in front of him. Greg Kinnear plays the owner of the coffee shop, who is probably the most unlucky in love of everyone in the film. Here's a scene from the movie where Greg Kinnear is discussing yet another failed relationship with Morgan Freeman.
Seems like I'm just this transition for women on their way to something better.
At least it was a man this time. Thought that might be a consolation.
It's not.
Sorry.
It's worse.
His previous girlfriend left him for another woman, and Morgan Freeman thinks he's helping, but he really isn't. And let's end with The Kingdom, shall we?
Yes.
We just talked to Jason Bateman, who stars in this, along with Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Garner, Jeremy Piven, also in this film, Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights, Chris Cooper. An amazing cast in this action film about a terrorist bomb that is detonated inside a Western housing compound in Saudi Arabia. In order to avoid an international incident, the FBI sends in an elite team to try to negotiate a five-day window where they can locate the bomber and try to defuse the situation. Jamie Foxx plays the leader of the elite FBI team. Here he is imploring the Prince of Saudi Arabia to let his team investigate without being impeded by the local government.
I know you want him caught. We want him caught.
So let us help you.
America's not perfect. Not at all. I'll be the first to say that, but we are good at this. Allow us to help your men go catch this criminal.
We're good at finding these guys. Like Osama bin Laden.
Tracked him down.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Never mind. Well, let us in anyway. Please.
This looks great.
It does look great. Great action film. Great to see Jennifer Garner back kicking some ass again, Alias style. Looks like a lot of fun at the movie. So that's my pick for the weekend. I'm going to check that out. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Right now, the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. That's the telephone number. You call us. Leave a message. We put it on the air.
Hey, Omar, I know how much you love the Rachel Ray Show. Now I think I hate her as much as you because they're affectionately referring to it on the next Rach Show.
Oh.
Oh, no.
How much of a hurry is she in that she has to abbreviate everything?
The next Rach.
She just wants to be your friend. She's Rach.
She wants to be your frat.
Yeah.
So driving me crazy as well. We'll put Omar's song up that he did online if you want to listen to it. He did a Rachel Ray Hate song today, which is pretty funny. There's a text-to-landline service where I guess you can text in and then a robot woman reads.
I sent you a text-to-landline message. Oh, no, my bot. Oh, no, my bot. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, my bot.
That's a callback.
Put it to a rave bed. Oh no, my butt.
That's what it's referring
to. Oh no, my butt. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, my butt.
Remember when I tried to tell that story and you guys all walked out?
Yeah.
I do. It was a foul story.
That was BS.
Oh, you were making fun of the mentally handicapped.
I was not.
You certainly were.
Making fun of their asses.
Okay, I don't care if it's 90s at noon. You don't play Sugar Ray, okay? What is wrong with you?
Did that happen on this station?
I find that hard to believe.
It doesn't sound
right. I
would
doubt that.
But if, I mean, it is a violation of the Geneva Convention. If it did happen, somebody should be looking into it.
Yeah, that's true. That's all wrong. We get 100 Afro calls a day, 100 emails a day of people that love Lisa May. Every once in a while, somebody else comes along.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate Lisa's laugh. It's so annoying. Tell her to shut her trap. Take her behind the barn and shoot her.
Wow.
Now I'm afraid to laugh.
No, laugh away. Laugh away. That's just her. We're not listening to her. It's always funny to hear somebody who has no experience whatsoever in a certain field try to talk about it.
Check this out. Ryan Seacrest is talking about fantasy football. He says, how is that played? Do you fantasize about this guy? Do you fantasize about this guy? And I was just thinking, what a sneaky butcher.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Sneaky Butcher coming back. Nicely done.
There once was a homo named B whose obsession with a sack was obscene. So he called Bean a fag and he said, take a drag as long as you're Zach and a team.
Perfect.
I didn't even follow the thread of that, but I think he was making fun of my my relationship with the sweet Zac Efron, right?
Yes.
Yes. Wow, what a surprise. Oscar De La Hoya, pictures up at krock.com. Bean pointed this out yesterday. I believe no one's paying attention and it's still up.
Okay, guys, I don't know if you know this, but that top picture of Oscar De La Hoya, the one when he's with the little white skirt, she's showing nipple. Gotta love it.
Absolutely.
That is true.
So I'm going over the De La Hoya photos, and, oh, yep. Aside from that.
Why are you singing Halloween spooks? Not sure why that's happening, but 323-520-AFRO is the number 24 hours a day. Listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:57.
And her name's Minka, by the way.
Oh.
So automatically F her.
But hot.
I would F her. Look, she can call herself whatever she wants to call herself. She's
I bet
awesome.
They called her Stinka when she was in
school. Oh, dear God.
Tell Ralph to enjoy his showbiz beat. I'm no longer speaking with him since he is denying me my love for Friday Night Lights, please.
Wow, mission accomplished.
Finally. It took me 10 years to get him to shut the hell up.
Bean loves Friday Night Lights and wants to have somebody on. And Minka is the hot chick. I'm fine with that. That's cool.
Minka Kelly, yeah, but it's coming back next Friday, and I want people to watch the show because it's so good. Why? You've never seen it. It's so good.
It is good.
Much like your opinion about handicapped children, Bean, just let them die.
That is his opinion.
Just let the show die. No one's watching.
I'll tell you what is.
It's been struggling in the ratings. No one's paying attention. Let's all just move on.
I'll tell you what is maybe the best show of all time is Dexter on Showtime, and that's coming back on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's exciting. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. And Cops, back for its 20th season. We'll talk to the co-creator and executive producer, John Langley, coming up after the news at 9. First, here's What's His Face with the news.
Cops. 20 years. Cops.
Show's still awesome. It's never been bad. Never had a bad season. That's you can't say that about many
Same
shows that
season.
Have been on for 20 years.
They show it 20 times in a row.
What
That's
would
all?
People do in the middle of the night that can't sleep? Always Cops. Go
this,
right to Cops.
No.
Okay. Yeah, but when you're done with that, you can do that to Cops.
No, you can't.
I'm just kidding.
You like white trash and wife beaters?
Toothless
that turn
women?
On? Yeah, toothless women. Actually, is a benefit.
There's a use for that.
Britney Spears has a new addiction. Sources are telling FoxNews.com that the singer is obsessed with getting tabloid attention.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just silly.
Her latest hobby is tipping off photographers as to her whereabouts.
We've been hearing about this for
By the
a while.
Way, I don't think that's her latest hobby. Yeah. I think that's been happening for a long time.
She'll give people heads up when she's going to take a drive through to Taco Bell, by the way.
Why would she do that? Why would you want 50 guys with cameras around your car everywhere you go?
She has a psychological disorder where she needs the attention. She can't exist without it anymore.
That's her life, Bean.
Makes her feel alive.
You know all those videographers that were outside of the Starbucks in Malibu all that time?
Mm-hmm.
There was a Starbucks closer to her house. But she didn't go there. She went to the other one, which further away, where all of the paparazzi were. She craves that.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do? We need to wean her off that sort of attention. We need to put her in a position where no one is watching her at all.
God, hurts your head would explode.
We should cast her on Friday Night Lights.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
That's what we should do to cure her of that problem.
That's a really good show, right?
She'll get used to no one watching her, and then she'll be able to get over that whole hump.
Have you seen that show, or you just don't?
He hasn't.
You know it doesn't get good ratings.
Of course I've seen it.
All right.
That dude got
good
hurt.
Show.
He's in a wheelchair, and then his girlfriend's effing his best buddy.
Yeah. You heard about that. You've never watched it.
I saw it.
Hey, saw squat.
I can still do it, baby. Oh, really? Let me try. Oh, I'm frustrated now because I can't do it.
Wow.
Ah, Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Her naked photo scandal.
Yeah.
Nothing but doing good for her.
Yay!
According to In Touch magazine, she's been receiving tons of calls and reading tons of scripts that have been sent her way since the nude pics hit the internet. It's actually helping her career, this scandal.
It's all porn, but they're sending her scripts.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's mostly Joe Francis wanting her to host Girls Gone Wild 17. No, actually, she's getting a lot of opportunities. This is the new Hollywood. This is how you get ahead.
Yeah.
It's not about talent. It's not about hard work. It's like that Chris Crocker dude, the Britney Spears kid who was on the internet.
Leave Britney alone!
He's getting his own show. He's getting his own show.
Yes. That is insane.
Vanessa poses for a cell phone picture showing her scruffy crotch.
Scruffy Crotch, by the way, is a great band.
He's moving on the road. Actors out there, you're going about it all the wrong way. Do what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go down to Hollywood Boulevard. I'm going to hit myself in the head with a ball peen hammer until the news shows up. And when they put me on television, that's when I'll get it.
Be a big star.
Hey, that's the guy who hits his head himself in the head with a hammer. Let's put him in a movie.
Doesn't matter.
Put him in a movie. Unfreaking believable.
Guys, in a world where Perez Hilton has a TV show, I think you can see that Ralph knows what he's talking about in this case.
Nuts. It's just nuts. Vivica A. Fox entered a not guilty plea yesterday to her DUI charges, which I think shows she's got one set of huevos on her. She was popped on the Ventura Freeway last March. She was pulled for going over 80 miles an hour in her Escalade. Then she failed a couple of the sobriety tests. Then the cop administered a breathalyzer and found she had above the legal limit of alcohol in her system.
Hmm.
Not guilty plea. Excellent advice, whoever your lawyer is, Vivica. Vivica, of course, was on Dancing with the Stars. She's been Independence Day, Kill Bill, you know her. She was the one who asked the black cop. There was two cops, a black one and a white one. Right. She asked the black cop, as the white cop was putting the cuffs on, "Brother, help a sister out. Are you going to let this racist white cop do this?" Well, are you?
Really?
You don't remember that story?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
She's drunk and speeding, and somehow the cop is racist for wanting to give her a ticket.
Exactly.
Wow.
If convicted, she should get up to 6 months in prison. Or she could, rather. Not she should. I'm not recommending a sentence. She could get up to 6 months in prison and a $1,000 fine. But I don't know why she would plead not guilty. Why not just plead out and just do your...
Be done with it.
Be done with it, yeah. Because it looks like they got her.
Maybe she wants
to. She's had a very rough year losing her home in Katrina and now having to live with that white family in Beverly Hills and everything, too.
That's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, that's who we're talking about, right? Vivica Fox? Mm-hmm. She's having to live with Larry David now. He took her in and her family.
TV show. Television. That's television.
I thought you weren't talking anymore.
Yeah, really?
Good point.
That was a shallow threat, wasn't it?
How about you shutting the hell up? How about that?
Seeing you. An asshole. I wish you were on the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald, you f***ing freak.
Dude. Yeah. Speaks for a lot of us.
Tomorrow is the Microbrew Festival at Santa Anita. K-Rock does this a couple times a year. We always have a blast. It is tomorrow at Santa Anita Racetrack, which is in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. The first of 10 live thoroughbred races starts at 12:30 p.m. You'll find us at the infield with all the different California breweries that bring in their microbrews for you to sample. I'll be there. Cat Corbett will be there. Lightning will be there. Psycho Mike will be there. DJ Omar Khan will be there. And I think that's it. I think that's it. I'm pretty sure
there's
that's
another
it.
Girl.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
Just can't avoid it.
Woo!
And you get a free stein.
Yeah, don't forget that.
If you show up, you get a free stein. I think it's Ben.
Ben Stein?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't think it's a person.
That's so cool.
What?
So what you're going to do is you're going to get down on your knees.
Oh, I've done this before.
Okay.
That's from the last one, Lisa.
That's from the last microphone festival.
I get crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And also, I want to give you a heads up for this weekend. If you've got nothing to do, you should check out the Feast of San Gennaro.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Kevin and I were there last night. It's an Italian festival. They've got food, music, rides for the kids. Amazing food, by the way. We're just going nuts there with the sausage and pepper sandwiches. So good. It's all day, tomorrow, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can check it out. For more information, go to feastofla.org. And you'll probably see Jimmy Kimmel walking around there, too, because he's one of the guys who put the whole thing together. And he was loaded last night.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Him and Danny DeVito were sampling his new limoncello on his show while he was filming it.
Yeah.
He was doing shot after shot after shot. And by the time Jimmy came out to hang, he was pretty juiced. It was a good time. Today's celebrity birthdays. Hilary Duff turns 20 years old today. Just received a $100,000 SUV from her boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for making the rest of us look bad. Naomi Watts, you can see her currently in Eastern Promises, new motion picture. She's 39.
That's great, too, if you haven't had a chance to see that.
Kevin's just a movie-going mofo these days. You're just seeing
Did your
everything.
Wife leave you, Kevin?
No.
What's going on?
Yeah, how many of this free
I saw
time
a lot of these
sudden?
Last week when I was on vacation.
Oh, right.
Eastern Promises is good.
Janine Garofalo, former comedian, actress. She's 43 years old today. She's going to be in 24 this season. Is she? I believe she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yelling?
I believe she will be.
Did you see her on Bill Maher the other day?
Yeah.
She's so bitter now that you can barely stand to listen to her talk.
And tatted out like crazy.
Yeah, totally tatted out.
She had so many tattoos. I mean, like, tatted out.
I think she's having a sex change.
I am sympathetic with some of her politics, but I find her so shrill that the message gets lost in her delivery.
Exactly.
Even for a guy who I don't believe in everything she believes, and she's a little nutty with some of the stuff, but... even the stuff that I would agree with her on, I find myself shying away because she's just so hard to listen to.
Well, her reason has been obliterated by her anger, so she's not willing to make any concessions or even see both sides of any issue anymore. She's so far gone.
Yeah. Jeffrey Jones, actor. He played Principal Rooney, of course, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was in a lot of films, including Howard the Duck. Something I'm sure he's very proud of. He's 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know how when you can't sleep, you get up, you start flipping around the channels, there's 5,000 channels you can find nothing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all those channels. And then, invariably, you come across...
Stop it! It's so perfect.
All right. Fantastic. For people who can't sleep, it's... Cops.
Hey, I think Cops is good for any time of the day or night, and that's why it's been on for 20 years. We're very excited to welcome to the program John Langley. He is the executive producer and co-creator of Cops. Good morning, John. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
We're doing great. You know, there may not be a Fox network today if it hadn't been for your show and The Simpsons. I mean, you guys were the guys who, you really kept that network going in the early days, didn't you?
Yeah, we were the pioneers. We did our duty.
Now, co-creator of Cops... That's pretty awesome. We could spend a long time talking about that, but take us back to the beginning. How did this whole thing, I mean, it seems so commonplace now. There's so many reality shows, you know, clogging up the TV screens, but back then it was a pretty new concept. How did it all start?
Well, you know, I did a thing called Cocaine Blues many years ago, and I went on a drug raid with police officers, you know, just filming it.
Right.
And I thought, wow, this is kind of interesting work.
Sure.
You know, it was a lot more exciting than being an accountant, for example.
Yeah, there's a lot more drama in that job.
Yeah, so, you know, that was kind of the genesis of it, and then it took 5 or 6 years to get it sold.
Who was the first police department that said yes?
First one was Broward County. A sheriff named Nick Navarro, real controversial guy, said, hey, come on down, let the chips fall where they may. So,
wow.
Were there a lot of people who thought it was a bad idea at the time? And if so, in the police force or in the community, and if so, what was their complaint about it?
Well, you know, back in the day, the police and the media had an adversarial relationship. I mean, it was always what went wrong with some department or what some cop did or, you know, something negative. And I said, look, we just want to follow along and do a ride along and show what it's like to be a cop, you know, unvarnished kind of deal. And they went for it. Nick Navarro in Broward County went for it. And then all the police officers around the country realized that we were showing a human face to a uniform, and they kind of got into it.
Well, and this is what's interesting, and I think I know this, John. I think I know the answer. The police departments, they don't have any kind of say or editing powers or anything like that. I mean, you shoot what happens, and then you decide what goes on the show, right?
Yeah, we do all the editing. We show them the show before it airs to make sure there are no undercover officers or anything like that. That, you know, because we don't want to burn people, and that's happened a lot of many times. That's one of the reasons the cops back in the day didn't trust the media. They would do interviews with guys that were undercover cops, and then suddenly their full face would appear. They would forget their identity, and you know, that kind of put these guys in a bad situation.
Cops has, the series has filmed in over 140 U.S. cities. We've seen over 2,000 suspects arrested. And the reason we're talking to John today is because the Cops 20 Years Caught on Tape special is going to air tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the Fox Network. Of course, Channel 11. I guess probably I would assume the most asked question you get, John, and forgive me, but we have to ask, is why did these people agree to allow you, these perps, the people arrested on the show that look so bad, why did they then sign the consent form to allow themselves to be put on television?
You know, I used to ask myself the same thing, but I realized over the years the cameras are everywhere. It's now not a big deal to be on television. I mean, every reality-based show in the world is getting average people and making them stars. It doesn't mean if it's the biggest loser or if you're chasing around the world or
right,
if you're on an island or whatever.
But don't you have that thought in your mind that goes, wait a minute, how am I going to look on TV? Because this is, you know, a lot of these guys are just the biggest losers in life.
Well, you know, I might have that thought.
Yeah.
Kevin and me might have that thought, but maybe not everybody.
Now, you have this Cops 20 Years Caught on Tape. This is a it's a special with some of the highlights.
Oh, it's got highlights, you know, chases, thrills, amazing footage, things that have been caught on the Cops over the years.
I have a couple of clips.
Funny.
There's one officer who is trying to ascertain if a guy was drinking after he ran into the back of a police car. Which was quite funny.
Have you had a little bit to drink tonight? No? Well, I can smell beer on you. You just ran into the back of a police car. Did you see the lights?
Not till I got a bottle.
Not till you ran into it?
I don't know how cops keep
hammered.
A straight face.
He was hammered and he almost zapped her.
You have any drinks? No.
Hey, John, it's timely that we would be talking to you this week because there's been that very controversial story that I'm sure you've seen in the news about the motorist who actually filmed the cop coming up to his car and harassing him and threatening to invent stuff that he could arrest him for. Have you seen that story?
No, I haven't. When did it come out and where is it?
It was just in this last week or so, and the cop got fired who was on video. I mean, the guy was pulled over. He wasn't really doing anything wrong. This cop was just a badass and was just harassing him. And the dude had it on tape. I mean, it's like the reverse Cops where the people
wow.
in their cars now are carrying cameras.
I'll be darned. I didn't see it. But those things happen.
I got to tell you, though, if you watch Cops for a while and the people that they have to deal with, I'm surprised there aren't more problems like that.
Oh, you know, it's an incredibly difficult job, in all honesty. I'm a kid of the 60s. I grew up in the 60s, and I wasn't a big Cops fan, meaning police officer
sure.
fan.
Sure.
But over the years, once I started doing these documentary shows and working with police departments and seeing what these guys do, I said, you know something? They deserve some respect. And I have a lot of respect for all these guys in public positions, you know, firemen, police officers, paramedics. They have a hell of a job to do.
I have one more clip. This is a dude, and a cop is asking if he's smoking weed. And
I know. Well.
He says no, but he's got a joint on his ear where you put a pencil, you know, an actual joint sitting there.
You haven't smoked any pot tonight?
No.
You haven't smoked any pot tonight?
No.
Holy mackerel. Okay, but the one thing that led me to believe that there might be some marijuana in the car tonight.
Go ahead, start it.
Right behind your ear, brother.
Very good.
Very good. Powers of observation.
Guess I didn't even know it was there.
Amazing how that happens.
It's like he's congratulating the cop on his investigative work. Very good. How'd you do it?
Well, you know, good old stoner. What did he
do? Oh, my God.
Well, we mentioned there's a lot of reality on television, but yours is one of the few shows that really is 100% real. There's no host. There's no scripted situation. There's no game. They're not living in a house. I mean, it really is just as it happens. And, of course, I mean, you shaped the story a little bit with the editing, but, I mean, there's nothing set up on your show, and that's one of the great things about it, I think, John.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, we are basically a docuseries. We're a documentary, and we just try to show you the wildest, weirdest, strangest things that happen in the world of law enforcement.
One last question. Is there a city in the United States that is just guaranteed? You know you can go there for about one-tenth the time you have to go to in normal cities and just you can rack up
stories. Oh, Los Angeles.
Is that it? Really?
No, you know, the fact of the matter is any big city, New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Miami, all the big cities have more crime because they're bigger.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, of course. And by the way, just as a final note, I recommend the Bad Girls of Cops DVD. You gotta check that out. It's
good. We have, by the way, if I could throw in a plug, we have a DVD 20th anniversary DVD box set coming out in February, late January.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Well, the celebration of the 20th season of Cops starts tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on Fox Channel 11. John Langley is the executive producer and co-creator of the TV show Cops. Here's to 20 more, John. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
You get on the air, you get a prize, and today it's a pair of tickets to the Off-Road Expo at the Fairplex in Pomona on Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th. Go to offroadexpo.com for all the details.
Start with John in Carson. Good morning, John.
What it do, party people?
What it do?
What it do, John?
All right, this is directly for Ralph.
Yes, sir.
I want to say that you are gay. I love you, but you are gay for not mentioning the best part of that Wes Anderson movie, that Natalie Portman is in her first nude scene.
You know what? I was not aware of that information. Thanks for bringing it up.
It's actually like some little short film that he made prelude to that movie. It's been showing in the festivals along with, was it Darjeeling or something?
Darjeeling Limited, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that comes out Wednesday, right?
Uh-huh. So I don't know if it's going to be in the theaters, but I know I think it's available for download.
Well, wait a minute. So it's not in the movie or it is in the movie?
Well, it's this little like short film that he made that's a prelude to it. They've been showing it with the movie.
Oh, I see.
In the festivals, but I don't know if it's going to be in the theaters with it.
Yeah, I read something about that, too, and you can download it free on iTunes.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Now, I've seen some of the clips I think you're talking about of Natalie Portman naked and in the love scene and stuff, and it's all good. I mean, I'm going to see the movie anyway, but if you're telling me she's nude maybe in the movie, too, then I'll go even sooner.
It says it's a five-minute scene.
All right, dude.
I accept your scoring for not bringing that up. Thanks for letting us know.
All right.
It's a good tip.
Thank you for the tip.
All right. Let's go to Richard in West Covina. Whoops, hang on 1 second. Sorry.
You don't like Richard anymore?
No, I don't like him as much as I like this Richard in West Covina. Hi, Richard.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hi, Richard.
What it do, baby boo?
What's going on?
All right, guys. I had a quick question. How can you guys tell me, because I'm going to TJ this weekend.
Okay.
How can I find a good time, if you know what I mean?
How can you find
good time?
In TJ?
You mean a whore?
Not sure what you mean.
Well, I'm talking about, like, let's see, 4'3", 95 pounds, small head.
4'3"?
You're looking for a midget?
Yeah.
Or you're a midget?
No, I'm looking for a midget.
You want a midget whore?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you called the right show. Kevin, that's your category. That's your department.
Kevin, where did you find a midget whore? In Tijuana.
I got to tell you, I've never had that request before.
Really?
Don't really know where you can find a midget whore.
Hmm.
Kevin brings his own in the glove compartment when he drives down there.
I think if you just drive, get in the cab, and just start yelling out the window, "Midget whore!" They'll come.
Cool, guys.
Yeah, good luck.
Have fun.
Bye now.
I don't think we gave him very good advice there.
No, we didn't.
I don't know that there is. Let's go to Robert in La Puente. Good morning, Robert.
What it do, G-Man?
What it do?
Hi, Robert.
How are you guys? I just wanted to comment on that toe cops issue where that cop rolled up on that guy. He had a joint in his ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I had something, not as funny happen to me. I was kicking back, packing a bowl, right?
Yes.
And the cop walks up on me, and he asked me, "Hey, you know, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, absolutely nothing." He's like, "Well, what's that in your hand?" I said, "I got nothing in my hand." Ended up having a glass piece and probably about a 30 bag worth of meth.
Oh, no.
So you're like the guys on Cops.
But you know what? You know, things happen.
That's right. You know what? That's true.
Things do happen.
That is true.
No denying.
That happens to me like weekly. You know.
Hey, Robert, are you still on the meth?
Well, I had no choice but to run.
Are you still on the meth, Robert?
Oh no, I've been sober for about a year now.
All right, good.
Wow,
well,
oh, that's good.
Good for you. So you do or do not recommend it to the young people listening to the show?
I like that he's sober now, but he looks back and just says stuff happens.
Things
you know?
Happen.
Things go on.
Sure.
That's what's going on. Diana in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
So my friend tipped me off last night that Britney Spears was showing up at Sutra in Costa Mesa. So I had to go check it out.
Now, what is Sutra? I'm sorry for lack of...
It's like a dance club. It's like a huge club in Orange County.
Okay.
But, you know, we never have big celebrities out here ever.
Right.
So I go over there, and she's supposed to run the red carpet. I'm standing with all the photographers, and one of the photographers comes out, and he goes, "Oh, my God, Britney Spears is so wasted in the back end. She said she doesn't want to come out because she's scared of crowds."
Nice.
Oh, please.
She scared a crowd.
She scared a crowd,
right.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, screw this. I'm going to go inside because I think she's going to just stay at her table.
Right.
So I'm standing by the kitchen. All of a sudden, she comes up, and she looks like a pirate, like in a pirate. She has, like, a big pirate belt on. I'm like, what's this girl wearing?
That's a good look.
She walks by me. She rushes in the kitchen. People are like, oh, my God, what's going on? Then she comes back out and goes to her table. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check her out at the table. She has vodka, you know. I didn't see her drink, but she's partying, dancing, and of course they're playing their song 100 times. And she starts like freaking out, dancing. Her dress is coming up. Like all there's like 3 friends all huddled together, just all around her, trying to shield her. And she starts dancing a Justin's song and stuff like that. So it was pretty interesting. I guess she is kind of desperate.
Stalking Diana.
Yeah,
nice recap.
I guess she did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love it.
Hey, Diana, help me out here because this is being, and maybe I'm different from the other guys. Why would you get in your car and drive someplace because Britney Spears was going to be there? What was the draw for you to see her in person?
She throw up?
Because she's a mess, and I had to see it.
This
in
is
real
a
life.
Mess.
It's train wreck, baby.
Yeah, it's train wreck.
Yeah. Okay.
Live train wreck. You can't beat.
Okay.
It's a rubber necking thing on the freeway, is what it is.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Appreciate the story.
All right, and let's go to Joe in Los Angeles. Good morning, Joe.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, I wondered if anybody noticed, you know, the celebration that Phil Spector did at his mansion. Like, the helicopter was over his house, and he's giving his wife, like, this funny dry hump right on camera. I was like, did anybody else catch that?
I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either.
So after the mistrial, he was at home, and he was humping his...
his wife right on,
outside?
On camera, yeah. Hmm. It was a helicopter shot from overhead, and he was just giving her a hug. He was just celebrating, I guess, but I thought it was the weirdest thing.
I didn't see that, but I think if I would have, I might have thrown up.
Yeah, well, it was kind of funny at the same time.
So. Yeah.
Does he wear the toupees at home?
He wears, I guess so, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
My puppy does that. I just whap him in the nose. He should have just smacked Phil Spector in the nose.
You know what? He looks like a little dog. Yeah. Just try humping his leg.
Yeah,
you know,
he does.
Funny as hell.
Well, check that out. Thank you. He shouldn't really be celebrating yet, by the way. I mean, he's still going to be retried.
Right?
Yeah, he's got to go through the whole thing again. Oh, we have an update on the midget?
Yes, we do.
Got some help for that listener? Great.
Hey, Richard, are you there? Richard? Oh, Richard's already gone. Damn.
Oh. Well, hope he's
well,
listening.
He might still be hooking him up.
Sean in Westminster.
Yeah. Hello?
Here's what I like about our audience. You can bring up anything and somebody will have the answer. Sean has the answer about a midget stripper in Tijuana.
Go, Sean.
Hello? What it do, nephew?
Hi,
what it do?
Hi, Sean.
We're past all that. We're right into where you tell us about the midgets.
Okay, I heard of this place called Annalita's in TJ, and it's basically a whorehouse that you can find anything there. My buddies have gone there, and you can spend probably $100 and get whatever you want.
And there's midgets there?
I haven't been, but supposedly what I have heard that there's basically anything you want there.
He hasn't been there.
You haven't been there.
There's a friend.
No, I haven't been there.
Of course not.
It's not worth poking your head in, though. I mean, if the guy's looking for midgets, maybe Annalita's is the place. We don't know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it could be.
Go by, see what's on the menu that night.
It's a better lead than driving a taxi and yelling at the window.
Sorry, we've got Siamese twins, but no midget. Maybe tomorrow night. Come on back.
It's a special of the day. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for the call.
And thanks to all of our many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including actor Jason Bateman. His film opens up called The Kingdom today. You ought to check that one out. How about the Gridiron Goddess, by the way? GridironGoddess.net. Thanks to Amy for coming in with her football picks. Actor Emil Hirsch for joining us. Into the Wild is the film. And John Langley, the executive producer, co-creator of Cops 20-Year Anniversary Special, airs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the Fox Network.
Monday morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. Jason Schwartzman will be on the program. How come I can't say his name?
I have no idea. You need to practice
Jason
this weekend.
Schwartzman.
Might want to put in a little time over the weekend.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
He's got this new movie, The Darjeeling Limited. Maybe the worst title of a movie ever, but it looks great. We also have Shaolin Robot, who's our intern, who's explaining to us at great length about how you stalk.
How she stalks.
She's a stalker.
She's a stalker. And why she's a stalker, and she's got some great insight onto that.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for how to be a stalker and you haven't gotten all your information from Bean, we're going to update you on Monday morning. Plus, we got William Shatner on the program.
William
plays, of course,
Shatner talking about... horses.
No, Boston Legal. But
Boston Legal.
By the way,
and horses.
I fell off the Boston Legal bandwagon. Got too busy last season. But I watched some of it this week when it debuted.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And his character, Denny Crane, gets busted for soliciting a hooker in the opening scene of the new season. So it looks like it's going to be another roller coaster ride for his character and for William Shatner. So I'm looking forward to catching up with him on Monday morning.
That is a great show. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Schwartzman.
Short.
out. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
To me.
Sing it, William.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
That joint, my friend.
Pass it over to me.
To me.
Roll a
roll. Another one.
Just like the other one.
Just like the other one.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Quit.
And I need another hit.
I need another hit.
Stand by, Bill. Cat Corbett coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Why not Blink 182? Stick around for Linkin Park, Red Hot Chili Peppers, new music from Flyleaf, and Johnny Cash coming up on K-Rock.
Roll.
Come!
That's not the lyric.
And another one.
That's roll, actually. That's a bunch of time.
Just
like the other one.
This was easy. I don't have another sin.
I don't have another sin.
So don't bogart that joint.
But don't bogart that joint.
Just pass it around.
Just pass it around.
Don't
bogart
that joint. My friend.
Really think this is going to end well for anyone?
We're all done. Go away. Go away.
It is time to go and to go now.
This please. Is not the way that we wanted this conversation to go, so I want to ask you to leave. Step out, please. We're done. We're finished. We're finished. Do I need to have somebody come physically remove you? Stand up and leave, please. Thank you.
Dude, where's my office? I totally lost it because I was half-baked, smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers, I was smoking doobies with my brothers. Peace out. See you, Crest.
That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ready to get this party going on?
Have I had sex with anyone in this room tonight?
No!
No! You sure about this?
Yeah!
Yeah! Fine, good. Resume party.
Anybody mind if I take off my pants?
Son, you got a panty on your head.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Let's get this party started.
A penis. When seen in the right context, is the most wonderful sight for a woman. But in the wrong context, it is like a monster movie.
I know what you're asking yourself. The answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
Marijuana, you are my best friend. You get me so high when I smoke my bong all day long. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana's bad. Good.
Roll another one. Just like. This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I'm hot.
That girl's fat.
Roll another one.
You want to get high?
Just like the other one.
I think you do, Mon.
This one seems to be about to end.
Smoke weed.
I don't have another sin.
Smoking marijuana to blow your mind is like throwing sand in a delicate machine and hoping nothing goes wrong.
Nietzsche's way of saying hi.
And now, Losers, our feature presentation.
Like, where would you want to go?
I want to be, like, near water, you know?
I want to go to, like, the beaches. I don't really want to go to, like, Ireland and up in, like, the land. Ooh, like, that's pretty, but, like,
yeah, Rome.
Is Rome, like, a country? What is that? Or, no, not Rome. Is Italy a country?
I don't know. I think it's, like, a state here.
Italy would be, like, awesome.
Wow.
Do you think those girls on the Newport Harbor show, is that what it's called, Newport Harbor? Yep. Do you think they watch the show and go, yes, we are awesome? Or do you think they watch it and are mortified at how they look?
You know what? I think they would only be mortified if they knew the answer to that and then were acting ridiculously stupid. I mean, I think they would look back and go, I didn't know. You know, I was honestly just...
I know the answer to this.
Oh, you do?
And they look at that, and if they don't look fat, if they look hot, then it's okay. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
Doesn't matter what they like analyze, to say about like whatever they're like talking about.
Right. They analyze how they look physically, and all the words that are coming out of their own mouth as they're watching that video, it just goes over their head.
They don't have anybody with them, maybe a little smarter, that goes, wow, that was, you know, you guys should know that. Anything like that?
No. If look. If they're at any point in their life saying the words, I think Rome is a state here. They're never surrounded by anybody smart enough to tell them that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
Well, they have parents. Wouldn't they be horrified that they're, I don't know, sending them to pretty good schools, I'm guessing, in that area, and this is what they come out with?
Nope. Their parents do the same thing. They look and say, yes, my daughter's hot. That's good.
That's probably so. How do you know these people, Mike?
Oh, he's just saying, I'm telling you, because he's got a good guess, because if people like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he'd actually run in those circles.
Know these kids. I'm just saying, that's it. That's it. That's the ticket. Right.
Psycho Mike is Lightning Jr. He's it's automatically 100% trustworthy if it's coming out of his mouth.
Well, you know, they're on the show because they think that this will lead to a career like Heidi Montag.
Sure.
Yeah. So that really is all that matters. This is their career path.
So they don't really care about coming off.
And who needs school
really
when they're going to be reality stars?
And I mean, analyze like being a parent of a 16, 17-year-old kid, I would never let MTV follow my kid around for a
kidding.
Year in high school. I'd be like, that would ruin the entire year.
Yeah.
There's no way that would, you know, so.
Yeah.
These are not exactly like the type of parents that are probably instilling the most, like, intense
the
educational
best values.
Values
and intent. Yeah. That's a good point.
It is interesting to see the kids who we have watched for the past couple seasons on the Hills, their careers seem to be revolving around them being reality TV stars. It's not like they've then gone on and said, okay, well, enough of that nonsense. That was fun. Now it's time to work for a living. They still seem to be treating that as a job.
Oh, yeah. I remember Spencer saying something like, Heidi could do this like for the rest of her life. This could be her job. He hopes so.
Wow.
Because that makes it his
job. Well, I mean, I think it's a false sense of, you know, accomplishment. It's like, wow, I'm now a TV star.
I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. And from here,
finally admitted the boob job too. By the way,
had she been denying it up till now?
I think she had been or had been playing coy about it. But now she's finally come out and said she did it. Yeah,
duh.
Oh, good times.
I developed late in my 20s.
And overnight, too,
and overnight,
by the way.
Yeah.
I saw Angelina Jolie on the TV yesterday. There was a clip of her. She was at some sort of, you know, she does a lot of work with the United Nations and
right.
you know,
UNICEF.
World Vision and UNICEF and all those kind of places. And she was talking about how amazing it is that the number one answers for kids in America as to what they want to be when they grow up, when they're young, are things like sports star, actress, model,
mm-hmm.
you know,
sure.
just basically something glamorous and famous. But she says you go to Africa, for instance, where she does a lot of her work, and it's always, you know, doctors and ministers and things like that. It's just so crazy what the difference is between the two.
You want to help people.
You go to someplace in Africa and ask them what they want to be when they grow up. They want to just say, I want to be a regular lunch eater. That's what I want.
I'd like
That's
to
my
grow
goal.
Up.
Guy with food is what I want to be.
Yeah, I'd like to be guy with food.
Yeah.
That's my goal. Guy not being eaten by tiger guy. That's who I hope to be.
Unfortunately, they have to shoot rather low.
Guy with maybe a bicycle. Guy who doesn't have to walk 20 miles each direction to go to work.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 28th of Slut-tember.
Yes, it is.
Slut! 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 Slut!
I'd like to point something out. When we come back on Monday, it will be October.
Dude.
already.
I know.
Right? The first, I think.
Yeah. What is October?
Come on, Lisa. Locktober's the one that started it all. Don't make me say it.
It's the non-sex one.
Oh, okay.
Rocktober.
Right.
Yeah, the best. The one that KLOS still does seriously every year.
Yeah, they do.
Somehow I thought it was a sex thing and I couldn't figure it out.
Well, it could be, but we couldn't say it.
It used to be, but we can't say, you know, we can't say the C word. So.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Can't do it.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about today's show. We got Emil Hirsch on the program today. Star of Into the Wild. Did you see the movie?
Oh, my God.
How great is that movie?
It's a wonderful movie.
And it's kind of like not the average movie I would see.
No, you know, it's long for you.
It's long, yeah. A little too sophisticated for me.
And
well
there are
done.
Places where people don't talk. Long stretches.
Yeah.
I was, the fact that you loved it really made me want to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I really did.
I thought it must be great.
Into the Wild's the name of the movie. We've got Emil Hirsch on the show today.
Is the guy who strikes out on his own to see the, you know, see the world, is he a doofus? Or
no.
Did he just have some bad luck to end up the way he did?
No, it's not that he had bad luck. He had bad parents.
Yeah.
And he kind of lost his way way early, and he's one of these people that just has to go out and kind of discover the world's, you know, questions on his own, because he's bitter,
mm-hmm.
and he's lost, and you kind of feel sorry for him along the way, but they don't really glorify the fact that he, you know, tortured his parents by leaving, and he wouldn't tell them where he was, and all kinds of different stuff. So it kind of is a delicate balance between a doofus and a lost soul and an
right.
a-hole.
And he was a pretty smart, charismatic kid,
yeah.
from by all accounts, yeah. and did some research before he went out. I mean, he seemed fairly well prepared, but
he tried.
There were a couple of pretty big mistakes.
For folks who haven't heard about the movie, it is based on a best-selling author about a guy. It's a book written by about a guy who basically just goes out into the wild. I mean, that's why it's called Into the Wild. He just goes out to kind of find himself, commune with nature, and you know, get his head straight. And yeah. bad things happen.
And you see people all the time that you know, they need to get away from society, quote unquote. This guy though took it the extra step. I mean, when he got up to Alaska, he lit his money on fire. He just said,
I don't need it anymore.
Money makes you too careful, and I want to really, you know, go into the wild. So he actually lit his money on fire. I was like, dude, what's the harm in just keeping it in case?
Maybe when you come out of the wild, you'll want something
right.
to eat.
Maybe you'll be starving, and you'll need a cab fare or something. You don't have to light it on fire.
I know.
Come down the mountain. You'll want to be the kid in Africa with lunch.
Yes. But and Eddie Vedder does about I think 9 original songs for this movie, which were all pretty good.
Yeah, the music was really good.
So that's a fantastic movie. We can wholeheartedly recommend that. We got him on the program today. Speaking of movies, we have Jason Bateman from The Kingdom.
Yeah.
Also can't wait for that movie.
I went to the Arclight to see Into the Wild. Mm-hmm. Came out, and there was K-Rock setting up for a screening of The Kingdom.
Oh, is that right?
And they're like, you can stay and watch this. I was very torn.
Yeah. That looks good.
Yeah, it looks
great. I hope
great.
It's good. I'm worried about it, but I hope it's good.
Why are you worried?
Well, it just looks so generic.
Formulaic?
Like, yeah, like so many other movies. That's not to say it can't break out of the mold and be good, but it does, you know, just on the surface, you see the trailer, you go, another one of those. But it's some great actors in it, I'll tell
yeah.
you. That's a great cast.
See, but that's the difference between you and me. It is super formulaic, and yet I go, hey, that's going to be good.
Yep. I like that formula.
As long as they do that formula decently, like, you can totally ruin it, of course. But if you do that formula well, I could watch, you know, a movie each week that way.
Yeah.
Well, you won't have time for that with the Gridiron Gang opening up, the new rock movie. Come on.
Yeah.
Matt Money Smith's Gridiron Gang?
What are you talking about?
Is he in it?
Yeah, for about
oh, that's right.
10
oh.
seconds.
Is he really?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
There's a scene where The Rock and his buddies are watching a game, and the little girl, all at the climactic point of the movie, turns off the television, and all the jocks go crazy and they get angry. Well, the announcer on that game is
money.
Matt Money's. Now that looks a little formulaic.
I think that's called the game plan.
Game plan, okay.
Yep. Also,
yeah, Gridiron Gang was his one last year. That's right.
Same thing. Whatever. Also on the show today, we have a K-Rock listener named Amy who has a website talking all about the NFL. And it's called gridirongoddess.net. And mm-hmm. she has football picks. She seems to know what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have her in the studio and talk to her about that in the 6 o'clock hour. The baboons are taking over South Africa and soon America.
So no doubt about that.
It's only a matter of time.
Tom Cruise building a $10 million bunker for the coming war with Xenu. So we'll give you some more details on that. That looks good. Really, the only thing, and Movie Beat, we got the co-producer Cops today. Really, the only thing that I'm interested in is Omar's new song. Because Rachel Ray, you may not recognize the name because I was not very familiar with her. I guess she has a cooking show and she's super obnoxious.
She had one, yeah. Talk show, right.
And she's super obnoxious. She's one of those people that just like so happy all the time. Yeah. You go, all right, stop it. No one's that happy all the time. So Omar worked up a little song, and Omar's hatred for her is really on par with Ralph's hatred of Joan Rivers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, he's not happy about it. And when you got a rap talent like this.
So check it. Let me see my crystal ball. I'm sure it's gonna tell it all. Oh, look, it's Kevin. Brittany, I want you back. She's like, F that.
Okay, so that guy worked on another song. Something about that experience said, you should do that again. So he did, and he's got a song, and we'll play it for you.
Look at your watch now. You're a super hot female. You got a $1 million contract, and you're still waiting for your hot track.
Talent.
Something in that said, told that guy, another one. Got to get another song. This is working out well for me. He's going to be the next Weird Al, I'm guessing. 5:44, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Our tribute to the Ducks right there.
That's the classic right there.
Hey, it's almost time. It's almost, that's the all-time greatest. I think it was voted on by readers around the world of Kevin and Bean magazine. That's the number one all-time moment with Kevin.
Yes, K&B Monthly.
I didn't know we had Kevin and Bean.
Oh, it's awesome.
Magazine.
Oh,
it's huge. Yeah.
All over the world.
How long has that been going on?
Mike's the centerfold this month. You gotta
Is
check
that
it
right?
Out. Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Just Mike with a stalk of broccoli in front of his unit.
It's
broccolini.
A sewing needle. That's
one florette.
It's 5:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, before you walked in the room, Kevin was making fun of Frankie Valli last night at the Feast of San Gennaro.
He doesn't know.
But making fun of him, calling him gay, the whole deal.
I heard him in the office this morning. He doesn't know. First of all, he even stayed for the whole performance.
He said he saw a song and a half, which he felt was fair.
I saw some. That was more of like the second half of one song and the first half of another song. So put together, it's probably about a song.
Here's the thing. Frankie Valli, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
I'm not trying to take that away.
Classic performing artist from the 60s and 70s.
Fantastic.
And what you saw was him sort of warming the crowd up, doing new material for the Jimmy Kimmel Show because they were doing it simultaneously. Jimmy was filming the performance while he was performing for us. But if you had stayed later into the set,
I would have
heard
died.
All of his hits.
I would have tried to take my life.
All the big, fun Four Seasons hits and all the hits. It was an amazing set he did.
Yeah.
You're just too good to be true.
No interest in hearing
Can't
that song.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Just no interest.
You'd be like heaven to touch.
Really no interest at all there.
I want to hold you
Not
so much.
So much interest in that song.
At long last love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Uh-oh, this isn't good.
Believe you don't shut up. What in God's holy name are you blabbering about?
I need you, baby. It's quite all right. I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Trust in me when I say.
I think Ralph enjoyed the show, Kevin.
Oh, this is turning out to be a total waste of time.
We'll find it out here.
Awesome. We're talking about the Feast of San Gennaro, which is the Italian feast for their St. Gennaro, and it's going on in Hollywood all weekend long. It is tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night from 11 a.m. in the morning all the way through 10 p.m. at night. They've got rides and games for the kids and Italian food like you will not believe. I know Kevin enjoyed the food.
Yeah, very good.
So check it out. It's at Hollywood and Highland, right behind Jimmy Kimmel's studio there next to the El Capitan Theater. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you should definitely check it out because it really was a blast last night. Try the sausage and pepper sandwich.
Tommy Lasorda was there, too. He's on Jimmy's show. And he
Boy, was he eating.
Jamming that food into his mouth like he was never going to eat again.
I got a pizza here, and I mean pasta fagioli. I mean it all. Easy, Tommy. Easy. Relax.
80-year-old garbage disposal. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, but at 80, what are you waiting around for? I mean, enjoy it. You know what I mean? Seriously.
He's no Jack LaLanne. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
He's not. Yeah.
All right, it's 5:55 Friday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Here's what's going on. FoxNews.com says that sources have told them that Britney Spears has a new addiction.
Yeah.
And we've suspected this all along, Kevin especially. She's addicted to paparazzi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sources tell the news organization that she is obsessed with getting tabloid attention and has a hobby of tipping off photographers as to where she will be. Brittany's employees say she recently caused a media frenzy outside the Four Seasons Hotel just so she could lay by the pool for a few hours.
But Ralph, they write such unflattering things underneath every single photo in the tabloids about her. How could enjoy that?
Doesn't matter.
I don't think she cares.
People who have the bad case of the look at me's don't care if it's positive or negative. They just need the attention.
I don't think anything she does has an effect unless there's somebody recording it for
right,
her.
Right, right.
Not like live, it never happens.
It's like was once said about Madonna, nothing happens. Nothing matters unless it happens on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she definitely has that case, which is going to be not only her downfall, but the kids is what concerns me.
Yeah, certainly.
Like, I saw her pushing her way through a crowd of paparazzi because she had to go shopping on Robertson or wherever they go these days.
Which is where all the photographers are waiting.
Right. Yeah. And she had the kid in her arms, and the kid was being jostled mercilessly by these photographers and video reporters.
And the flashing lights. It's crazy.
It's just horrible. It's like, why do you have to submit your kid to that?
Yeah.
And what's going on with her bladder that she has to pull over to fast food restaurants three times a day to use a bathroom?
I saw that on TMZ.
It's infected.
It must be. You see her at Quiznos where she had one of the paparazzo come into the stall with her to help her get out of the restaurant and back out to her car.
Yep. Yeah.
Crazy. Into the stall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. By the way, Us Weekly magazine says Britney has found a new way to lose weight.
Yeah.
Very healthy. She started to use an asthma inhaler.
Oh, my God.
What?
Apparently, the drug in it, epinephrine, is an appetite suppressant. So she's been, she doesn't have asthma, but she's been using an asthma inhaler to try to curb her appetite, which has got to be healthy for you, right?
Wow.
And at least it works well. Look at her.
Look at her. Look at the, you know, sometimes it's worth it. You get a body like that. I mentioned last week that Will Ferrell was doing a pretty cool thing for a really worthwhile charity called Cancer for College, which gives scholarships to college for cancer patients. Young people who go through cancer and want to go to college are given financial help by this organization. And in order to raise some money for this charity, which was started by a buddy of his from SC, that's the whole thing got started, he auctioned off a role in his upcoming movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, went online. eBay held the auction. And the winner was a 10-year-old boy who was awarded the role by his dad, who apparently bid the money for him so his kid could be in a movie and hang out with Will Ferrell.
That's cool.
$47,000 was the winning bid.
Daddy has some money.
Daddy's got cash.
Yeah.
He's got expendable income. Absolutely.
You don't give them all 4 years college, though, right? You just 1 year at a time, right? See how it goes.
Why spend the money? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's easy to give college education to cancer kids.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Sure they got cancer. You know.
Sounds like half I'll as much as a regular
I'll pay
kid.
Per unit, if that's okay. Right. We don't want to spend a lot of the charity's money. It's hard to get reimbursed.
So, I'm just saying.
Remember that Bollywood actress, the Indian broad, Shilpa Shetty, that Richard Gere kissed at that fundraiser, the AIDS fundraiser in Mumbai?
They wanted to kill him for it?
Yeah, and they all went nuts, all the hardcore, whatever they are, the Indians?
Hindus?
Right.
Was it?
Hindus?
Hindus?
I don't know.
Muslim? Buddhists?
One
know.
Of them.
Somebody. Somebody was nuts about it. Apparently, she was trying to leave Mumbai via the airport to go on location to shoot a movie, and they arrested her. Over that criminal offense.
Not still because of the kiss.
Yes.
She didn't do anything, number one.
She was still charged with obscenity charges, Lisa, because she participated in it.
Did he kiss her on the lips or on the cheek?
I don't remember him kissing her. I thought he just dipped her.
But he did kiss her. No, he kissed her. That
did
was
he?
A big
okay.
deal. Yeah, it was the public show of kissing.
So they arrested her for
arrested
getting
her at
kissed.
The airport. Wouldn't let her leave. Because
unbelievable.
They said, you're still wanted on obscenity charges. They held her overnight. She had to call her her friend. There was another actor who was supposed to be in the same movie, in tears in the middle of the night, trying to get someone to come down and try to get her out.
It's time to emigrate.
Anywhere else.
Oh, here you go. Here you go. Gere embraced and kissed Shetty on the cheek at a public AIDS awareness event in New Delhi.
It wasn't even on the lips.
Weren't she supposed to, like, kill him or something to...
Yes, you're always supposed to carry a dagger so you can stab someone in the heart if they try
then,
to kiss
and
you.
And then she's in charge?
That's what the Hindus believe, because then you come back as a roach or something. It's very entertaining. Anyway, immigration officials were eventually contacted by the Supreme Court of India, which had overturned the charges but neglected to tell anyone. So once the affair was cleared up, she was able to leave the country. But still, apparently a very traumatic experience for
Excellent.
Her.
Excellent.
Well, you know, kissing, that's just a gateway action.
Yeah,
that's, you know,
true.
You're
true.
Holding hands. or, you know, you're hugging. You can't have any of that.
But that's about it. That's as far down the road as kissing on the cheek gets you.
Yeah, that's true.
I got news for India, by the way, with their 1 billion people. There's kissing going on in your country.
A little too much, quite frankly. We should cut it out. We should call India and thank them for all this craziness.
Write that down.
That's a great idea.
We should do that. Ashley Simpson has admitted she did have a nose job.
Oh, really? What a surprise.
Wow.
Couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell at all.
You can't recognize her. Clearly something happened.
Yeah, I thought she was hit in the face with a frying pan, but no, apparently she had a nose job. Joe Simpson, her creepy dad slash manager, said there was a real problem with her breathing.
Yeah.
And that was cured.
Of course.
That's what it was. She couldn't breathe through that giant hole on her face that was her nose before. Those gaping nostrils had a hard time sucking air in. But now it's a tiny little nose. She breathes so much easier. Stop it. And InTouch magazine loves their lists.
Oh, yeah.
This week's issue has a list of the top 10 hottest redheads in Hollywood. Here's the thing.
Okay.
You know, I have a theory about the redheads, the 90-10 rule, I call it, about the redheads.
Right.
90% of all redheads, not attractive.
Okay.
Bordering ugly. The 10% of redheads that are attractive are unbelievable. Smoking hot.
Yeah.
Just ridiculously hot. So here's your list of your top 10 Hollywood redheads. You ready?
Okay. You want us to guess it all, or are you just going to give it to us?
No, you can guess. We don't have much. Yeah, it could be enough time. Sure.
Go ahead. Nicole Kidman's got it.
Yeah,
Nicole Kidman's got it. Kate Walsh, both good choices.
Nicole Kidman, number 3.
Okay.
Kate Walsh, number 1 with a bullet.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think because of all the heat around her new show, Private Practice, that's probably why she's on the list.
What about Isla? Is that her name, Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher, number 10 on the list. You guys are good.
Nicely done.
Angie Everhard.
Well done.
Angie Everhard, not on the list.
Oh.
There's some names
wow.
on here that are going to make you scream out loud, by the way.
Excellent.
All right. Lohan,
I'm out
of
red.
Lindsay Lohan got as a redhead?
Lindsay Lohan, number 2. Yes, Lindsay Lohan, number 2. Mike, well done.
Thanks, Dice. All right, what do you got, Will?
Number 9 was Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Very attractive redhead. Number 8, Marcia Cross, of course, from Desperate Housewives.
Sure.
Number 7, here's where the screaming begins. And we love her. She's a dear friend.
Yes.
Emmy winner Kathy Griffin, number 7 on the list.
Ooh.
We love her.
We love her.
Yeah, she's terrific.
Yes. All right, moving on. Number 6, Julianne Moore. You got to put her in there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I forgot her.
Number 5, Spice Girl Jeri Halliwell.
They're getting desperate for redheads now.
Okay.
Ginger Spice. Number 4, Deborah Messing.
Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no. Wow. Told you they'd be screaming.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, Nicole Kidman, Lindsay Lohan, and Kate Walsh around. They got your top 10. So there are your hot redheads. Must be a shortage of redheads. That's all I got to say. Hey, tomorrow, Santa Anita, Microbrew Fest. Come on out. We always have a good time. A lot of beer. 20 different Southern California breweries bring out their microbrews for you to taste. Also, you get to bet on the ponies. Top 10 live thoroughbred races that start at 12:30. The gates open at 10:30 a.m. It's only $5 to get in. It's well worth the price of admission. I'm going to be there, as will Lisa May.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews. Every time
I remember,
get crazy.
I got to remember that she said that when I talk about this. I'll just start referring to her as that other chick would be there.
Wicked cool, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
wicked cool.
No.
It's true.
Lightning, Cat Corbett. Psycho Mike, DJ Omar, live music by Turn of Fate. It's just going to be a blast. Santa Anita's in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena. Come on out and join us, won't you please?
Lisa, you think you're going to drink a lot or a little?
I'm dangerously dry.
Okay, so a lot.
Well, she's going to drink a lot.
She's going to be dampening herself then. Today's celebrity birthday is Janine Garofalo, 43 years old today. Moon Unit Zappa turns 40. Remember that Valley Girl song? Remember how hot that was?
Sure, sure.
The day she did that. Hilary Duff turns 20 years old today. Naomi Watts.
Oh.
He was in that new movie, Eastern Promises.
She's good at
that. Checked it out with Viggo Mortensen. She's 39 years old today. Didn't we say Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday was yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's on the list again today. Maybe she has two.
There's two birthdays.
Yeah. So Gwyneth was either born yesterday or today. You figure it out. You do the research.
There's a lot of ugliness to account for.
That's true. Yes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I heard the very, very end of that song, but it sounded so much like that song we used to play by the Toadies. Remember that from the 90s, that Possum Kingdom song? And now... apparently somebody has appropriated that ending for a new song, I guess.
That's correct, yeah.
Let me see. How about Muse, Nirvana, and Incubus straight ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show? Time to talk about our favorite Scientologist, Tom Cruise, back in the news.
Tom has several things going on. As you know, he's been filming in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was somebody that destroyed a moment of silence that he had organized with a fart, which sounds like maybe the funniest thing ever.
Oh, let's talk to Tom and find out what that's all about. I think we've got him on the line. Good morning, Mr. Cruise.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good, thanks.
Good.
Well, we're fine. Kevin made a reference to it, but can you tell us what happened while you were filming the new the Valkyrie movie?
First of all, this isn't funny.
Right.
It's not funny.
We're making a serious film.
Right.
About lives that were destroyed. And while we were filming in Germany, I asked the cast and crew to gather together and give us a moment of silence.
Right.
For everyone who passed during this altercation.
Because you're filming on an actual kind of sacred site there in Germany, the site of much bloodshed during the Second World War, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we needed to pray for the Thetans that were released when they died.
Okay.
And then someone did an inappropriate act. How dare you?
And everyone...
How dare you?
No, I'm just... We're telling this...
I am outraged.
No, we're just telling the story.
I am incensed.
We're just telling the story, Tom.
Kevin, don't be gassy. I am outraged that you would desecrate a moment of silence with that sort of behavior.
He didn't desecrate, he just farted. Nothing came out.
How dare... Do you know some people using farts as street drugs?
I have heard that, yes.
I've done the research. I am outraged. How dare you?
Tom, what was the reaction from the people assembled? I guess the actors, the film crew, the director, everybody was there, and there's the moment of silence. Then the guy lets loose. What happened? Did you guys, you know who did it? Did you find the guy? Did you beat him to within an inch of his life? What's the deal?
I'm still searching for the farter.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find the mysterious farter.
Well, how do you do
that?
And
when he is found, he will be dealt with severely.
Really?
Because everyone started to laugh at that moment of silence when he did that.
Well, there's nothing funnier than a moment of silence, you know, broken up by a fart, really.
Yet that is not funny. Stop that! How dare you?
Well, Tom...
How dare you?
Tom, this is not a moment of silence.
That was right there.
Okay.
How dare you? How dare you?
So you're going to track that guy down, huh?
If you want silence, you should listen to the people in their cars right now listening to this bit. A lot of silence there right now.
Well,
but when we find that farter, he will be dealt with. I will strap him to a volcano... And I will drop a hydrogen bomb into that volcano, and his soul, or Theta, will be blown throughout the universe.
All right, now speaking about that, for people who don't know, the Scientologists believe in this evil ruler called Xenu, and that's what Xenu did, you know, at the beginning of time or whenever.
Xenu, of course, dictator of the Galactic Confederacy.
That's correct, yes. And there's another story, Tom, about how you and Katie Holmes are planning to build a state-of-the-art survival bunker underneath your home... So that when Xenu comes back and there's a giant war, you'll be safe.
That's right. When Xenu returns, I will be prepared.
A self-contained underground system where up to 10 people can survive for years.
It's already built.
It is?
Oh, really?
I'm in it right now.
Oh, you're in it right now? Okay.
Hold on. Let me close the door.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds sturdy.
It sure is.
But what would happen?
Also, keeps Katie away when she wants to have sex.
Tom, what will happen to the people who are just regular living in above ground houses when Xenu returns? Is that bad news for everyone, or like, just for Scientologists, or what?
Like you, losers.
Well,
yeah, like us. What happens to us when Xenu returns?
You will be gathered up in his galactic DC-8 spacecrafts.
Right.
Then you'll be stacked around volcanoes, and then hydrogen bombs will be thrown into the volcanoes, and your essence will be blown apart.
Wow, that sounds bad.
Not sound good at all.
Stuck on that.
Now, what if we show up at your bunker and we knock and say, hey, we were wrong, you were right.
Kevin.
How about letting us in?
Kevin.
Go ahead.
You would have had a chance before you farted.
Oh, you're kidding.
No farters in the bunker.
I have to die because
of that?
No farters
in the bunker.
Oh.
You can't handle the farts. I'm sorry, that was Nichols.
Yeah, it was.
Wrong movie.
Different movie. So you are building it. It is completed.
It's completed. We have. It's fully stocked.
With what?
A lot of back issues of GQ magazine.
Sure.
In case I need some light reading.
What about food and water?
Oh, crap.
Oh, you forgot about that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know, some people are using food and water as a drug.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. But it's stocked with lots of lube.
I'm sorry?
Lots of lube.
Lube? Okay.
Yeah. What's that? What do you use that for?
In case, you know, you get stuck in something.
Yeah. What might
you get out.
What might you get stuck in, Tom?
Steve.
Is that you, Tom?
Tom?
Hey, Tom? Nice. Not going to help the bunker.
No.
Good
Wouldn't want to be down there now.
Tom?
Oh.
That was you?
No, I think Gina was attacking already. She was attacking me from the Mexican food from the inside.
So that was you in your bunker, and it was also you in the moment of silence?
I got to work on the ventilation system in here. Woo!
Yes, you do.
Woo!
We have been telling you for years and years and years, and no one seems to be listening, that the monkeys are getting ready to take over the world.
Many officials are either dead or held hostage. And the main band of rioting apes are at this very moment marching on the city. It's been established that the ape mob is under the command of a supernormally intelligent chimpanzee who has acquired the power of speech.
This will be the end of human civilization, and the world will belong to a planet of apes!
It's happening, people. Why does no one listen?
Please don't do this.
Here's what's frustrating.
Don't warn people?
No, I'm begging you not to do this.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Listen to me. Here's what I'm saying. I understand that our listeners tune out because we're just yahoos on the radio, blah, 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 with the monkeys. They don't think it'll ever happen to them. But a guy like Ralph, a guy who's on the inside, a guy who sees what we see every day with the stories that come through the newsroom about rioting and marauding apes, stealing food and hijacking cars and planes and boats and everything else they're doing, how can you not want us to warn the world, Ralph?
I do want you to warn the world. And you've warned them.
That's what we're doing.
And you did an excellent job. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the NFL, so stick around here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We're going to call and get some more information.
We're going to call South Africa.
This is what I'm worried about.
Because
here's the thing. When you guys call foreign countries, it never works.
Last time it did.
It's never good.
The very last time it worked.
Did it?
Yes. Remember we talked to that dude from...
That was two times ago.
Totally struck out last time.
Yeah.
Last time. Zip. Bupkis. I'm talking 99% of the time when you call foreign countries, say... Have you heard about the naked farming? They say, have you heard of naked farmers?
Right, but this is South Africa where a lot of people speak English.
Yeah, but they don't know this story. They haven't heard about it. They don't want to talk to you.
How could you not hear about it if there are baboons?
Won't pick up. You couldn't call New York earlier this week. What is wrong with
the
you?
The problem with baboons in this particular story is that they are a protected species. And that's where everything goes south because they're not allowed to kill them or hurt them or get them out.
So put them in a zoo.
So they pretty much have to let them run rampant. Well, I don't know if you've seen the videos on YouTube. These baboons have learned, they don't like try to get in an open window in your car. They know how to open a door. They just walk up and open it like they're people.
Yeah.
And then they get inside a house, they walk right to the fridge because they've learned that's where the food is. I mean, they're one step away from taking over.
That's impressive.
So we think it's important, Ralph, to call and find out some more information.
No.
So we can protect ourselves.
Mr. Gloom and Doom.
Not a good idea. This is not a good idea.
All right, let's try this one right here.
I'm concerned more about our listeners than I am about the apes right now.
We're not going to have any listeners if the baboons end up taking over the world and killing them all right?
Who knows? This is maybe preemptive. The baboons will dial to our station. You don't know.
The Royal Cape Yacht Club is what we're calling now in South Africa.
Oh, the Yacht Club should know all about the marauding baboons. Because, you know, the baboons are taking over all kinds of dinghies and slips.
The marauding baboons, by the way, are playing acoustic. They're opening it up. Here we go. Hello?
Royal Cape Yacht Club, good day.
Good day to you. We're calling from the United States to ask about the baboons that seem to be terrorizing the Cape. Can you tell us anything about them, please?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a surprise.
All right, thanks for your time. Okay,
thanks for your time.
That's one person. It's a huge populous country, Ralph. It's one person.
Yeah. You know what? If the baboons taking over was really a big problem, I think word would have spread.
Nope.
Even to the yacht club.
By the way,
I don't know about the baboons.
She was unusual. Not like she just didn't let you know. She was unusually just like, nope, I have no information whatsoever.
Nope.
All right, let's call the Cape Town Monkey Valley Resort.
Oh, perfect.
Well, with a name like Monkey Valley Resort,
it's got to be good.
350 of these baboons.
Please hold for an operator.
Right. Yeah. Happy to.
See if they changed it to monkey music yet.
No. Monkey Valley, good day. That is my opinion.
Hi there. We're calling from America. How are you today, ma'am?
We
are good. We're reading in the news, though, and we see a very disturbing story about a bunch of a gang of baboons that seem to be breaking into cars and houses and stealing food. Is that happening?
Where?
Cape Peninsula?
Where?
Is it in Cape Town?
It's in South Africa in Cape Peninsula, yeah. Right where you are.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Okay.
But you're in
the Monkey Valley.
Okay, this story is coming from right where you live, and the name of your place is Monkey Valley.
No.
Oh, I understand. Is there a monkey with a gun to your head right now?
Uh, to Machiavelli Resort, yes.
Yep, good work.
This says a criminal gang is being blamed for countless burglaries, theft, and vandalism, and the gang is made up entirely of baboons. How have you not heard about this? Why isn't this front page news in your country?
Not yet.
No, not there.
Not here.
Not happening.
No.
No.
So you're denying that this story is not happening is what you're saying?
Not yet.
So you would say this would be a wasted phone call then from America.
All right. Don't put words in her mouth, Ralph.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss South Africa. See you later.
She wants Miss South Africa, too? This girl's amazing.
She clearly had a baboon with a knife to her neck. Clearly.
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. She just couldn't talk freely. That's all that was going on there.
Clearly.
We're doing our job, Ralph. That's what we're doing here.
And doing it poorly.
What you have seen here today, apes on the five continents will be imitating tomorrow. From this day forward, my people will crouch and conspire and plot and plan for the inevitable day of man's downfall. And that day is upon you now!
So you sent an email, Amy, and now here you are. Isn't it amazing that it works like that?
It's technology, man. It's cool.
Amy is the Gridiron Goddess, and her website is gridirongoddess.net. What made you think to get in contact with us?
You know, I'm just trying to get my site out there and get a bigger audience and drive traffic and have some fun with it. I have so much fun writing it, and, you know, it'd be fun to talk about it, too.
Now, you've quit your regular job.
Yes.
Right? And you're doing this to support yourself.
This, and I'm writing a novel, so, you know, like everybody else in L.A.
And hooky.
Or a screenplay or whatever else everyone else is writing. Right.
So tell people who obviously have not been to the site yet, gridirongoddess.net, tell people what it is about your site that you think people need to bookmark it and keep coming back.
Well, it's the way I write. It's the energy I write with. Unlike a lot of other sites, I write like a guy for guys. And, you know, the people that come to my site generally say, if I didn't call it Goddess and I didn't sign off with a picture of myself on every post, they'd think it was a guy writing the site.
Yeah. Right.
For a chick, you are pretty knowledgeable about football. I got to give you that. How long have you been interested in football?
I have brothers. I went to USC.
Oh, there you go. You'll suck in right there.
How many brothers do you have?
Two
brothers. Okay.
Two.
So it was all about football, and you pretty much had to learn from the beginning.
Yeah. You know, I'll have these conversations with my brother, and we'll get into specifics of it, and I'll stop and go, wait a minute, I'm a girl.
But here's what I have to ask, because the people listening can't see that you're also very attractive, but do you also have the girl side? Are you also watching Desperate Housewives and Grey's Anatomy, too? Do you do both?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She does it all.
You
wow.
can't see my awesome. Pink, you know, stilettos.
Oh, yes, there's
I also noticed that you refer to Rex Grossman as Sexy Rexy.
Well, that is sarcastic. Okay, there's good. Not a sexy thing about him.
Good. No, I'm glad to hear that.
Interesting you should say that, because Super Horror, our assistant producer Alex, loves Rex Grossman, thinks he's very sexy. Yeah. Interesting you should say that.
David Carr, yes. Rex Grossman, no.
So he got demoted, basically. He's number two now. It's Brian Griese's in for the Bears this weekend, right?
Yeah, and I don't think that's a solution. I don't think they have a quarterback in their lineup right now that's going to do it for them. You know, and the team's all about their defense, and half the defense is out on the injured or questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chicago's banged up this weekend. They're taking on Detroit, who got demolished by the Philadelphia Eagles last weekend.
Yeah, but before last weekend, they were, you know,
2-0.
Undefeated. Yeah, that's a hard thing to say about
And they
Detroit.
Do have a pretty good offense. They're moving the ball and scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
Now, probably one of the biggest things that people go to sites like this for is everyone has some kind of pool at work. Everyone's got how are you going to pick games this weekend? Anybody that can give them just a leg up on something, they want that information from anywhere. Do you do that too?
I do. I do picks? Straight pick them. I don't do the spread. And I didn't do so good last weekend, but by and large, I've been going about 12-16 on the weekends regularly.
You mean 12-4?
Yeah, 12 out of 16 games.
Oh, 12 out of 16, right. So 12 yeah. and 4. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I thought you were saying 12 wins and 16 losses. I'm like, I didn't think there were that many pro games.
College and football. College and NFL.
So, okay, so you mentioned Bears. So with everything that you've described with the Bears and putting Greasy in there and going up against Detroit, who do you like for that game this weekend?
Detroit.
It's at Detroit, right?
It's at Detroit, yes. Yeah.
So it's the Bears on the road with a banged-up defense and the
Basher's
offense.
Basher's out, Briggs is out. You know, the other cornerback, Tillman's, you know, questionable, so...
So the Bears are not going back to the Super Bowl this year is what you're saying.
Oh, I wish they were. You know, if I were picking with my heart, yeah, but no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to have conversations with girls?
Very.
Yeah.
They find me insufferable. It's all football all
Don't
the time.
You know about this stuff?
To hear a woman say it's all football all the time, that's heaven.
It's pretty fun.
All right, what other games do you think you have a pretty good feel for this weekend?
I think Seattle's going to, you know, do it for over San Francisco.
Okay.
And that's, of course, a very, very big game for us Seahawks fans, being we're tied for first in the division with San Francisco
right now.
Of course,
although Alexander is playing with that broken wrist.
Yeah.
Which wrist is it? Do you know?
It's his left wrist, I
so it's
think.
Not, it's not the one he carries the ball with,
I don't
then,
think
right?
so.
So we should.
Am I right about that, Bean?
I think
it's
I
his
think
left.
So, yes.
He's
yes.
got like a soft cast on it, so it doesn't get hurt more.
Yeah.
But
well,
he's still amazing.
He's been... He's been slow warming up, though. I don't know what it is about him. He's slow at the beginning of the season, and he's slow, it seems like, in the first half of every game. It takes Sean Alexander a while to get going, but when he does, man, he's one of the best. That's for sure.
It's true. It's true, and it seems to be kind of the case with a lot of the people who are hot at the end of last season. LT's not doing anything on San Diego yet, really, either.
That's true. What else? What other games?
Oakland at Miami. I'm going with Oakland.
Are you?
Oh,
Making
how dare you.
I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm just, you know.
Don't let them win another one, Amy. Come on.
I don't think she controls it, Dean.
I'm sorry. Have you seen Miami?
Yeah.
The problem,
Notre Dame might be able to beat that.
The problem is that the Oakland Raiders have something in their DNA that they can have a good team and they should win, but somehow they try to give it away in 100 different ways.
I think Amy's got a point that they might have come up across someone who's worse than they are.
Miami.
And so they win by default pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Miami looks rough this year.
All right.
And I've got Green Bay, you know, over Minnesota, and Favre will throw the, you know, 421st touchdown.
So he tied, last week he tied the record, right, with 420?
Now, I believe he might tie the record for most interceptions if he throws one this game, too.
Ah, is that right?
It's pretty close.
I think he'll break it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Interceptions.
So he could break two records. Yeah. He could break the touchdown record and the interception record.
Which is kind
record.
Of beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Look, a lot of people, every year at the end of the season, they say to Brett, you've had a great run, but it's time to move on. You know, the Packers haven't been in the, you know, haven't been to the Super Bowl in a number of years now. And every year he says, nope, I'm coming back for one more. And this year it looks like, so far, that he may be right. I mean, this does look like the resurgence a little bit of the Packers, right?
I agree. I mean, he had so many problems with illness and deaths in his family the last couple years, and this year he really seems to be back and enjoying the game in the way that is classic Favre.
It wasn't just that that they hadn't made it. It's that in the future, it doesn't look like they're really a team that's just about to strike and get an old quarterback, you know, what he wants. Just doesn't seem likely. But,
but they are 3-0 right
now. Yeah, but they're in they're NFC North. It's weak.
That's true. They do have a good division to play in for those guys.
Hey, Lisa, what do you think about the NFC North?
I talking about.
I'm just glazed over.
Some gossip on my computer.
Are you reading? Are you really reading something else? You tuned out
completely.
Hey, well, you're in the room with us.
I don't know anything.
She's
about
sitting 2 feet from you.
She's very nice.
Amy, do you know anything about doing traffic? We might be looking to replace
actually, that's
the
what
position.
I'm doing. Yeah. I'm looking at the traffic.
Sure,
I'm doing my job.
Doing.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Seattle, you got Green Bay, you got Oakland, and you got Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh no, Chicago, right, or Detroit?
You had Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit. Right.
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. And how about the Eagles-Giants? How about my Eagles this weekend? Coming off of a horrible start to their season, they turned it around against the Lions last week. Now they're going up against division rivals, the New York Giants, in Jersey.
Giants, I only hate the Cowboys more than the Giants.
I'm with you, sister. Right there.
Everyone hates the Cowboys.
Yeah. Except for mine.
She should hate the Cowboys after what they did to her Bears last week.
How? You piped down. You piped down.
I did pick the Cowboys.
An embarrassment.
I did pick the Cowboys.
How's that great defense working out for you?
Hey, pipe down.
Cowboys still scoring.
Bandaged up.
That's right.
They're hurt. Beating they took.
Well, you know the Eagles, Ralph. If I pick them, they're going to lose.
I know.
And if I don't pick them, they're going to win.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, what do you want? If you want them to win, then don't pick them.
I'm starting to take it personally.
You and me both, sister.
And I'm not an Eagles fan.
So you think Philadelphia might have a chance in New York?
I do. I am going to go with the Eagles overall.
God bless you.
Yeah. I can't pick Alicia.
Alicia Manning? he's a head case, and Shockey's good for at least one drop touchdown, I think.
Yeah.
And Burris is banged up, too, isn't he? Plexico, doesn't he have a bad ankle or something?
I believe he is, yeah.
No Tiki Barber. He's retired, of course.
Right.
So,
but he'll be mouthing off, so.
Of course. So I think we got a shot. Yeah. I think we got a shot.
Good for Tom Coughlin, look like Elmer Fudd on the sideline.
Yes.
So.
Now, a lot of people have I forget what the name of it is, where you get one game, you got to pick it right.
Suicide.
Do you have a suicide pick for this week in case people?
Who's the surest bet? Who do you know definitely will win that you can't go wrong?
Let's see. Pats at Cincinnati.
Monday night game, right? Monday night game.
Yeah. Patriots. Rudy Johnson's out. So
Patriots against the Bengals. And Rudy Johnson is out.
Yeah. Rudy Johnson is either out or questionable. He's questionably has a strained hamstring.
Oh, so he's banged up.
Yeah.
So the Pats should just roll over them, huh? There's your suicide pick.
Have you thought of just getting a sex change?
Why would I do that?
Well, I'm just saying. It seems like, you know,
to get rid of those.
If I were a guy and I knew this kind of stuff, it wouldn't be unusual.
No, that's true.
And to get rid of those boobs, it would take a team of surgeons. You know what I mean?
Like three different surgeries.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't be worth it.
But you can make three other women really happy.
That's true, yes.
Now, friends best.
Now, you said that you're hoping that this will take off and you can make a living at this.
Yeah.
How do people, when they go to your site, do they have to sign up? Or
no,
how?
Right now it's just, it's there.
It's all
I'm
free.
Going to put ads on it. Please click them. It will pay the rent.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
But it's free for whatever information
you
have.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. It's just I enjoy doing it. Okay. And I thought it would help my like whole football obsession. It's made it worse.
Made it worse, yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It's made it worse.
Well, here's the site address if you want to check out Amy and check out what she's got to say about this week's games. GridironGoddess.net. Good luck to you. We'll definitely keep track of your picks and see how you do. Maybe we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
I love this Jason Bateman, by the way. Love this dude.
He's great.
He's in The Kingdom, of course, which opens up today. Ralph will be reviewing it later on the Movie Beat, but we'll talk to Jason Bateman himself coming up after the news at 7. Right now at 5 till, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
He's a guy with remarkable versatility as an actor. And I think you start off on the Hogan Family. Remember that?
Right.
No, I don't.
It was a sitcom with Valerie Harper, who played Rhoda on the old Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I'm looking at his bio. That's 1988 to 91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a Family Ties sort of ripoff sitcom.
Right.
And this kid really just even back then kind of shone through. And then he's just gone on to bigger and better
Arrested
things.
Development for 3 years or something.
Really brilliant work on that.
Great.
To me, if he died today, God forbid, he'd be the dude from Teen Wolf 2. I mean, that is the defining role as far as I'm concerned when it comes to Jason Bateman. I mean, The Kingdom's going to be great, but Teen Wolf 2, come on. He'll never
Teen
top
Wolf
that.
Is better than Little House on the Prairie when he played James Cooper Ingalls.
Really? I think he peaked. I'm sorry with Teen Wolf 2, but I'm willing to give this new movie a chance, and we'll talk to him coming up. What else is going on?
Tomorrow, Santa Anita Racetrack. It is the K-Rock Microbrew Festival. 20 different Southern California breweries will be there. You'll be able to sample their microbrews. We're on the infield at Santa Anita Racetrack. Of course, because it's a racetrack, there are some thoroughbred races going on. 10, in fact. The first one goes off at 10:30 p.m. 12:30 p.m. 10:30 a.m. is when the gates open. $5 to get you in there. Come on out and hang with us. I'll be there. Lisa May will be there.
Yep.
Lightning, Cat, Psycho Mike, DJ Omar Khan on the ones and twos. It's always a good time. So come on out. Santa Anita. It's in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena. And we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Just $5 to get in.
Rape me.
Why would you say that?
No.
Lisa has enough to drink? Who knows? Anything's
what
possible.
What the hell?
You don't have to if I've had enough to drink.
That's true.
Just ask.
Can't rape the willing.
Don't even have to ask if she's had enough to drink.
Bono and The Edge are busy these days. The guys, of course, from U2 are busy working on their next project, the Broadway musical Spider-Man.
What?
What? You didn't know?
Really?
No. They are writing the songs and music for Spider-Man the musical.
Really?
There is some high-class talent attached to this project. This is not Spider-Man Rocks over at Universal Studios tour where Spider-Man comes out and sings I'm Waiting for a Hero or something, you know, swinging from a gym rope. No, this is the big deal. There's going to be a lot of money behind this project. The director of the musical is Julie Taymor, who directed The Lion King on Broadway. And Neil Jordan, the film writer and director who did Crying Game and other films, he is writing the book, the script for this musical. No dates or casting has been announced yet for the project, but everyone's real busy in putting it together. So,
is this the regular Spider-Man or the emo Spider-Man?
This is regular Spider-Man.
Regular, okay.
But I guess he will be dancing, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Could be the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3 Spider-Man. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2008. Nominees for those awards have been announced. This year's hopefuls, Madonna.
Wow.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I guess so.
I say
not rock,
yes.
They take all different kinds of music, I guess, right?
They do pop, too.
They do. John Mellencamp.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He deserves it, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The Bee. Stee. Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
They're a shoe-in, right?
Yep.
Gotta.
The
gotta
Ventures. Be. The Ventures, a popular surf rock band. You've heard their music, that twangy guitar stuff from the 60s.
They're going in.
Yeah. Afrika Bambaataa.
I don't know if he'll make first ballot or not. I think maybe eventually he'll get in.
Disco Queen Donna Summer.
You'd think.
Yeah, you would.
Leonard Cohen.
Don't care much.
The Dave Clark Five from the 60s. And, of course, Chic, who had the popular song Freak. Le Chic.
What the hell are they doing on the list? Freaking Chic.
Is that, did they have any other hits, Mr. Mr.
Yeah,
B?
They got
everything.
They got,
Jukebox.
They got a lot of them. Good Times was a big Good Times. That was a big number one record.
Oh, sure.
Good Times. And sure. I Want Your Love. I Want Your Love.
Yeah,
I Want
I'm out on that
Your
one.
Love.
Don't know that one.
I don't think. No, but bear in mind, these are just the nominations. They won't all go in. And in case you're wondering, while they're all
Chic,
while they're
better
all such,
get in.
While they're all such old bands, you have to have had at least 25 years since the release of your first record to even be nominated. So anybody you like today probably isn't eligible yet.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Last night, I watched a Hall of Famer perform, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Uh-huh.
Kevin walked out!
It's not like it was indoors. It was just kind of outdoors. You're just kind of hanging out.
All right,
so you
then
can
you
leave.
Walked away. You didn't actually walk out. You just walked away. But still.
Well, is that your distinction, Kevin? Is that what you're trying to get him to say?
Well, walked out sounds like you're in a comedy show and you stand up and everyone can see you.
Well,
and
everyone
blah, blah, blah.
Did notice you
no,
when you stood up
not.
And walked away. They're like, oh, what's that? Where's that guy going? Frankie was pointing.
Frankie
he
was.
He cried. He cried from the stage Frankie. When he saw you leaving.
He's
Kevin.
Got his place. He's got his fans. Good for them. Good for everyone. I don't, not really big, don't like.
Talk about the Feast of San Gennaro Festival. It's going on, the Italian food, music, and culture event down in Hollywood. It's all weekend long. You should check it out. It's at Hollywood and Highland, so it's pretty cool.
So?
sorry, Dick. Lindsay Lohan could be released from rehab this weekend.
Dude, she's been in a while this time.
She
it
has.
Seems like she really has taken it seriously.
Or they're just not letting her out.
Well,
but apparently she could be released this weekend. However, the New York Daily News says that Lindsay's mom says, Dina, that she's not going to take that option. She's going to stay in Utah for a while.
Yeah, that was the story you did a couple days ago where you said she might voluntarily stay there for a couple of months.
Until she's really sure that she's got this licked.
Or the dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Is
or
the dude
leaves.
Checking out?
Or until she's done banging the guy whose marriage she broke up.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Apparently, Lindsay likes Utah so much, she's thinking about buying some property out there. She said thinking to have a place to get out of Los Angeles and get away from the media spotlight, everything might actually help her in her sobriety.
She did in really well there, too.
Makes sense. Oh, yeah. The Mormons, they love the drunken whores. Can't get enough of them. Spectacular. And,
That was not much of a story.
I'm just here's this thing. Everyone has this rumor that Hayden Panettiere, who you know, I heart her so much.
Certainly.
Is dating Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes.
Who is her co-star on Heroes. He plays Peter Petrelli. And she plays, of course, Claire Bennett, now Butler, the indestructible cheerleader.
Right.
Speculated for some time that the two are more than just co-stars on the set. However, People Magazine finally got to the bottom of the rumor. They talked to James Lee.
Hey!
Who plays Ando on the series. Who's Heroes' little buddy.
Right.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And says the rumor is not true. Let's just end it now. I think we're just surprised because they're 12 years apart for people to even conceive that.
What?
That's true. When in Hollywood does an actor find a attractive young woman to be 12 years his junior and still...
Almost never. It's much more, usually.
Still pursue a relationship with her. That does never happen. Our bad, Ando.
Hi.
Look, any guy in Hollywood from age 11 to age 100 would date Hayden Panettiere. It doesn't matter how old they are.
Yeah. If I got a heartbeat in Viagra, I'm asking her out.
Sure.
I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jeffrey Jones. Remember Principal Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Guy with the eyes bugging out.
That's right. He was also in Beetlejuice. He's been in a ton of movies. Very talented, funny actor. But apparently,
good mugshot, too, a couple years ago.
Apparently he likes the underage stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had a bit of a problem with that. Most recently, he was seen in that what was that horrible movie about the two rappers who go to the country club? Remember Big Boy was in it?
Oh,
and,
come on, Michael. Come on.
He just said, come on, Michael,
to
himself.
Why did he say that?
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Third person to himself right there.
Strong, Brittany.
You know, they
rappers at a country club.
Yeah, they take over the country club, and Jeffrey Jones plays what he does, like, oh, hey, you stop it, you Negroes. He plays the upset white guy.
It looked awful.
Into Club? Was it Into Club?
No.
Dave, start typing.
Come on, somebody come up with it. Oh, I hate when I do this to myself.
Ralph at KROQ.com.
No!
And,
no, we'll come up with the answer
and
in your
And if you're
lives.
Working right now, email him when you get home.
It had like a cliche name. It was like High Society or something, but it was like a... It was something.
I know.
Dave says he doesn't know.
Someone IMDb this guy. Jeffrey Jones is his name. Come on, people.
No, just
I IMDb'd Big Boy. That didn't help.
We need a staff here.
Working
B-O-I?
It.
Did you B-O-I?
Working it.
Oh, was it the Outkast one? It wasn't the radio one?
No, it's Outkast Big Boy. B-O-I.
Working it.
Go ahead and do some other birthdays.
Wow.
Janine Garofalo is 43 years old today. Naomi Watts, of course, who's...
Former comedian, Janine Garofalo.
That's right. Now she's just grumpy and surly.
How about Who's Your Caddy?
Who's Your
caddy?
Who's
your caddy, mother effers?
Wow, how could we not come up with that?
Yes. I know.
Classic.
Yeah.
Naomi Watts, who can currently be seen in Eastern Promises at 39 years old today. And Hillary Duff turns 20 years old today. Hillary Duff, by the way, her hockey player boyfriend, Mike Comrie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what he gave to her for her 20th birthday?
Blumpkin.
No.
No.
No, not a Blumpkin. Mercedes-Benz G-Class SUV.
Oh.
Wow.
Big red bow on top of it.
What's he going to do for her 21st now if he shot that for the 20th?
Retail price, $100,000.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday. Now spread them.
Wow.
Yeah.
All year.
$100,000. You nuts. What are you, nuts? What are you, nuts?
Delivery.
What? Are you nuts? I can do anything.
You can.
Any directors listen out there? Hear the variety in this?
Look at that.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now that she knows what tremendous demand there is for a Meg White sex tape, perhaps she should make one. Now that she knows everybody wants one, now maybe it's the time to get in front of a camera is all I'm saying.
I'm guessing her reaction to that was not, hey, there's a market out there. You know, I'm guessing that's not what she wanted.
No. It's Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of programs still to come, including John Langley. You don't know the name, but he is the co-creator of the TV show Cops, which, believe it or not, has been on for 20 years this season. We'll be talking to him. Also, Emil Hirsch, star of the new film Into the Wild. That's coming up today. And our own Omar has a brand new song we're going to debut for you in about 50 minutes. First, though, we were talking about him a couple of minutes ago about the new film opening up today called The Kingdom. One of our favorite actors on TV and now on the big screen, Jason Bateman, back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Jason. How are you, dude?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
We are delighted. We've been hearing about this movie for a long time. We're glad today's finally the day that it's coming out.
Yeah, I'm very happy, too. You know, I'm listening to my phone dying here. I'm going to switch over to the other one, and I might lose you.
You want to call us back in a second?
This is awful. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
All right, just call us right back.
Okay, bye.
No problem.
You're a pro, Jason. That's what I like about you.
Oh, like we can tell, like we have room, any room to talk about phone trouble.
I'm just grateful we got him on the phone this week. I got to tell you, the way it's been going, it's a miracle whenever we can actually get a guess where we're supposed to have him. So that's cool.
He's in The Kingdom, of course. Jamie Foxx is in this movie. Chris Cooper is in this. Jennifer Garner returns.
Yay. Yeah.
Come on.
She's great.
How good
her.
Does that look?
Yeah, it's a great cast.
All right. He's calling back right now. Love this dude.
I have a phone like that used to do that.
Die?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lightning loves
all
that.
The time.
He loves it more than anything in the world. All right. You back?
Yeah.
Hey, sounds better too. No
they
worries.
They need to pay you more so you can get a phone.
Yeah, these phones that run on kerosene just aren't what they say they are.
You know, Jason, if you didn't want to talk to us, you could have just turned down the interview. I mean, rather than go through this this rigmarole, you know what I'm saying? All right.
I'm losing you.
So here's what's funny, and I'm sure you've been dealing with this question all month long as you've been talking about the movie flying around the world. Jennifer Garner, Chris Cooper, Jamie Foxx, Jason Bateman. One of these is not like the other.
Well, there's one that's got boobs, and then there's one guy in there that's got no business in the film.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, yeah. No, I know. I tried to sort of, like, be as unnoticed as possible for the first few weeks so that I wouldn't, so that I could stay on the film.
How did this come about, you being involved in this film? Did they come after you? Did you try out for it? What happened?
I did this one scene in this movie called Smokin' Aces, and one of the actors in the scene was Peter Berg, who was the guy who ended up directing The Kingdom.
Right.
And in this scene that I did with him in Smokin' Aces, I ended up making up some lines, and I guess he liked that I could sort of do that, and he knew that he wanted that out of this character because he knew it would be a lot of action, and so he wanted somebody that could maybe crack a joke every once in a while.
Right.
So that's how it came my way.
Is that a lot of pressure? And I know you're very good at it, but is that a lot of pressure on a film set when you've got 100 people standing around, you've got all these actors and the lights and the special effects and everything, and it's on you to come up with something funny at the time and not grind the whole thing to a halt and have to do the whole take over again?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you're thinking about is you don't want to catch, like, a right cross from Jamie Foxx,
Right.
Trying to, like, crack some stupid smart-ass comment, and he's, basically looking at another Oscar. So, I had to pick my points. And, Pete Berg didn't say, make something funny up in every single scene. So
right.
I just kind of sat there and waited till something struck me.
I'm not familiar.
Hopefully it wasn't Jamie Smith.
I'm not familiar with this particular story. Is it based on a real story that happened or loosely or just all made up?
It's taken loosely from the bombing of the Khobar Towers. That's kind of where he got the idea for it.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of a relatable scenario in a sort of relevant topical environment, right. And basically just an excuse to make another action movie. We're not trying to teach anybody anything or suggest any change in, you know, foreign policy or anything like that. It's
good.
It's,
there's nothing worse than an action movie that has to have to get a point across. That drives
me
crazy.
Yeah. No, there's no message whatsoever in this thing unless you look really, really closely. It's a lot of fun.
Kevin hates messages just in general. It doesn't matter where they're coming from.
There's just a lot of pictures in this, not a lot of reading.
Excellent.
Did you go to Saudi Arabia to film this thing? Where, of course, it's set in Saudi Arabia. Is that where you also made it?
We were close to Saudi Arabia. We were in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, and we were there for about a month. Most of it was done in Tempe, Arizona, which ended up being hotter.
I don't know if you guys have been there, I grew up in Phoenix, and it is really sad that you could use part of your home city as a desert. You know,
it was amazingly hot there. I guess we must have got a deal on the location because we shot right in the middle of summer. we shot it on a new highway there too, so the blacktop was extra black, and so
excellent.
Went from 115 to 140, and it was you lost a lot of water weight. We looked beautiful.
If you're just joining us, we have Jason Bateman on the line. We're talking about his new film that opens up everywhere today called The Kingdom, along with Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Garner, who were both. We're big fans of both of those actors, too. This may be too complicated a question to ask you, Jason, but I'm having trouble keeping it straight in today's world. Saudi Arabia, they're the good guys, right? I mean, we're allies with them right now, right?
I guess so. I'm not really smart enough to really talk about who we're allies with or not. I do know that a lot of the bombers came from there.
Sure.
9/11. I hear that a couple of towers went down on that date. I'm trying to, sort of be smart about.
So you don't actually have anything straight about September 11th either.
What's that?
not exactly sure what happened on September 11th either.
I'm hearing a lot about that date.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you can talk to me after the interview.
Excellent.
and your character is in fact an FBI agent though, right?
Yeah, he is. He's just sort of the evidence investigator, sort of computer guy. You know, when you got like these teams of people investigating stuff, you got like the short fat guy that's got a donut in his hand with a gun, and then you got like the badass, and then you got like the explosives guy, and then you got like the computer guy.
Gotcha.
So I'm that guy.
He's Marshall from Alias is who he is in this movie, it sounds like, which is awesome. Yeah, got to have one of those. Well, we're so happy for you in this movie, and it's interesting to hear the way you tell the story about how you kind of got this role from working with Peter Berg in Smoking Aces, because I guess that's the big thing about being an actor in Hollywood is it's building blocks. It's just steps from one thing to another. It's who you meet, being in the right place at the right time. There's so much good fortune involved in a job like yours, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true. It is a lot of luck in the right place at the right time, and there's really no small parts.
I got to tell you, one of the biggest frustrations in TV for me the last 15 years has been Arrested Development. It didn't get huge ratings. It finally ended up going away. You were brilliant in it, and people who haven't bought the DVD should do that.
Yeah.
If they listen to this show, they would love every single episode of Arrested Development, so they should go out and get that.
Well, I liked it, too. It was just, it was too tough to watch on TV. It was just kind of too dense, but the right way to watch it is on DVD.
Oh,
it's a fun time.
What a great show. All right, and The Kingdom opens up today.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, you guys, very much for having me.
Take care.
I'm terrified that Omar is in the studio. That doesn't mean he's going to sing, does it?
How dare you?
No.
I've heard you sing, Omar.
Omar's bringing the gold today.
You know, got to bring the flavor, man.
We all have somebody that drives us so crazy that we can't understand how everybody's reaction isn't just to throw up when they see or hear or whatever. I mean, there's that person pretty much for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rachel Ray is mine.
For Omar, it's Rachel Ray, and I haven't spent any time watching her or whatever. I've seen a commercial or two. She used to do a cook show. Now she has a talk show?
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. But, I mean,
she's way too cheery.
All the
time.
Drives.
I mean, I could see why you hate her.
And I didn't really know that much about her until you a-holes made me watch her on Larry King.
Yeah.
No. You knew about her. But you knew when you took your Wheat Thins box back to the grocery store because it had a picture of her face on it and asked for your money back.
Yeah, but all I knew is that she was an annoying hoe. I didn't know all about her little acronym she has for BS and all this. I didn't know any of that. Yeah,
like
I didn't know
like
any
what?
Of that.
What kind of stuff does she have?
EVOO is her acronym for extra virgin olive oil because she doesn't like saying it all the time when she's alone with her vegetables cooking. What the heck?
Yeah. She says, yummo. Yummo's the word.
She says yummo. Yummo. Yummo is a combination of yummy and oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the oh my gravy?
Oh my gravy's another one. And she's just super annoying.
She's a big star. You see her on the cover of a lot of the magazines on the newsstand. She's got an empire. I mean, she sells cookbooks. She does stuff on the, you know, the Home Shopping Club. She's got her own talk show, newspaper columns. I mean, she is everywhere. She's getting hard to get away from. And I guess you've just had about an ass full of her, right, O?
That's right. And she inspired me to write a song.
Well, Omar was driving home from work one day and listening to this absurd song.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby,
and he thought, hey, baby, Rachel Ray, hey.
That rhymes, dude.
I could do a song about that. So does this need a setup or
there's
a world premiere or something?
No setup. You know, just it's about me hating Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray, Rachel Ray, Rachel Ray, Rachel Ray, Rachel Ray, Rachel Ray. I hate this bitch. Now when I holler Rachel Ray, all I want to do is choke her. Every time she opens up her trap, she sounds like a chain smoker. Using words like yummo, I can't believe this hoe. She's so fat, the last thing she needs is a cooking show. Claiming to make good meals like in under 30 minutes. Maybe her dumb fat ass should be using that time for fitness. She is really fat. She be using words like oh my gravy. Let's all face it, this big bitch is really, really crazy. And when I see a fat chick, I'm hollering, Rachel Ray, Rachel Ray. All I wanna do is take your heart out and I'll fillet. Then I wanna take your boobay and your vajayjay, stick them in a blender and then hit puree. And you know when I say she's a whore, Rachel Ray. Faking being cheery and happy, Rachel Ray. Can't make a cup of coffee, Rachel Ray. Put a bullet in her knee, Rachel Ray. I wanna stab her, Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. She's really fat. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. She'll even eat my crab.
Yeah! Wow, come on.
And that's a one-time only airing, though. I mean, that's...
Are you
that's
kidding? Requests are going to pour in. It's already number one on the top 5 at 9.
Yeah, I'm already working on another song. Hey, baby. Also, Lisa May.
That's a nice one.
Sure. That was good. I like the
angry man.
Thank you.
Nice.
You.
How long did you work on that?
I don't know. 3 hours, 4 hours.